breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amrit Thomason. Maybe the biggest test yet of the Iran war ceasefire. Responding to Iranian aggression in the Strait of Hormuz, the American military fired on Iranian forces, sinking six small boats as it moves to keep the strait open under President Trump's Project Freedom initiative.
The U.S. says two of its guided missile destroyers have already made it through, along with two U.S.-flagged merchant vessels. Iran has already reacted angrily, deploying cruise missiles and drones in an attempt to thwart the mission.
The BBC's David Willis. The president says the Iran war sends a message loud and clear to U.S. adversaries, including one in particular.
It's better to get along with China than it is to fight with China, and they feel the same thing. And don't kid yourself, they watch what happened in Venezuela, they watch what happened in Iran, because militarily, Iran is essentially over.
The president talking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. Suspect in yesterday's shooting near the Washington Monument is hospitalized, facing multiple charges. Man spotted with a gun near the White House complex was shot by law enforcement officers after opening fire on them.
I'll point out that not long before this shooting occurred, the vice president's motorcade did transit through this area.
Secret Service Deputy Director Matthew Quinn. The White House was briefly locked down, but a presidential event that was going on inside was not interrupted. Lawmakers in several southern states meeting to consider redistricting plans. Alabama, Tennessee, and Louisiana lawmakers looking into how to redraw districts in light of a Supreme Court ruling striking down a race-based congressional district in Louisiana. Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open later on. Dow futures are up 122 points. The NASDAQ futures ahead 159, and the S&P futures are 24 points higher. More on these stories at Town Hall.
Here's something most people don't know. When Warren Buffett was just 13 years old, he didn't put his money into a savings account. While other kids were earning next to nothing at local banks, Buffett put $114 into a little-known investment. Today, that $114 would be worth over $15 million. And it wasn't a risky trade. It wasn't insider knowledge. It was an account that's been around since 1888. And over the last 25 years, it's averaged 29% a year. That's what happens when your money is allowed to compound. Compare that to today's savings account, paying less than 0.5%, while inflation quietly eats away at your buying power. Buffett understood early. Banks are great businesses, just not for savers. If you'd like to see what some investors call the 29% account, go now to ask29account.com. That's ask29account.com. ask29account.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's an early problem on the Beltway on the west side. Haven't quite pinpointed it yet, but I can tell you that it's in the area between I-70 and Route 40. And from what I can see, just barely, it's almost out of camera range. It looks like it's affecting the left side of the roadway. So already we're backed up, not quite to 795, but very soon it's going to be 795 to Route 40. When you get down past I-70, I would be prepared to stay to the center and the right side. There's been a big wreck on the Capitol Beltway just over the American Legion Bridge onto the Virginia side of the Capitol Beltway. Big backup there that went back to the ramps at I-270. And it looks like there may be an accident now on the outer loop in Montgomery County near the ramp at Route 29. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, it'll be a warm and sunny day with temperatures rising to the mid-80s. It will be breezy at times. Tonight we drop down to the low 60s. Then after that, get ready for showers tomorrow. Mid-70s for the high. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
58 degrees in White Marsh, 58 in Joppa Town at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The final defendant in a 2022 rideshare carjacking spree in Baltimore City and County is heading to prison. 18-year-old Kariq Mosley has been sentenced to 75 years in prison, with all but 40 years suspended. The first 30 years are being served without the possibility of parole. In December 2025, Mosley was convicted on 31 counts. Mosley and five others used Uber and Lyft apps to lure drivers and carjacked them at gunpoint, using the stolen vehicles and rideshare accounts to pick up and rob additional passengers. Some victims were held captive while the defendants drained their bank accounts. And the Harford County Sheriff's Office says a 56-year-old man faces 10 counts related to impersonating a law enforcement officer. On April 30th, deputies saw a vehicle displaying red and blue emergency lights, and when they questioned the driver, he showed what appeared to be official credentials. Deputies recognized inconsistencies during the encounter, and they checked with Maryland State Police, who confirmed the man was not a sworn officer. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 823, the pick 4, 7320. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Sean Casey back again with my good friend Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, our local real estate expert. You know, we spent some time over the years talking about the great work your company does helping charities like Johns Hopkins Children's Center. But in addition, you're also helping our veterans and first responders with discounts and special programs.
That's right, Sean. Our veterans and first responders using VA or FHA loans are getting edged out by cash and conventional financing offers. It's not fair that those that serve are having to pay up to 11% more just to be competitive. So we're turning the tables in order to level the playing field and give our veterans and anyone using an FHA loan the advantage once again. Our Guaranteed Close program provides assurance that when a seller accepts an offer from one of our buyers, they'll close on time or we'll step in and buy it for the contracted price.
That's incredible news, Vinny. So if you're a veteran or plan on using an FHA loan, call or text Vinny, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys. They're my guys. Well, the Orioles came in last night having lost 11 of their last 12 to the Yankees, and after it was over, make it 12 of 13.
High drive, right center field, going back to Veras. It is high, it is far, it is gone! Aaron Judge, a Judgian blast! Here comes the judge!
Michael Kay had the call on the YES Network with a nod to the great John Sterling as to how he would have called it. Sterling, of course, passing away yesterday, and it only got worse from there, with a 6-run eighth cementing a 12-1 loss to the Yanks, and our worst fears realized, the Birds were swept in New York. After the game, I mean, what more could manager Albernaz say to the media?
We just weren't competitive. You know, we didn't really give ourselves a chance to win, whether it be mistakes, miscues, whatever the case may be, but that's not us, you know.
Birds were outscored in this series 39-10. They're in Miami tonight for 3 with the Marlins. Ravens news, the team dissecting the tape, what they saw of their rookies over last weekend's minicamp, all the while adding a fifth quarterback to the room. 4-year veteran Skylar Thompson now will compete to be QB3 alongside Diego Pavia and John Fagnano. Thompson has played for the Dolphins and the Steelers. Coming up in 30 minutes, shocking baseball news from Detroit. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, and they're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Casey and Company on WCBM 680. I am your host, Nino Mangione, filling in for Sean Casey. One more day behind the microphone, and Sean returns tomorrow. We welcome him back. Just a headline here, or a heads up here, the call-in number, 410-922-6680. AM680 at WCBM.com is the email text into the show. Using the WCBM app and stream us on WCBM.com. Always a pleasure to be with you behind this mic. I'll be here from 6 to 9 a.m. this morning, and we have a packed show today. So much to get to, and one of my stories we'll start with in a moment is why local leadership really matters. I have a story out of Annapolis. Many of us have visited the waterfront there, and how some of these long-standing restaurants are being treated. And I'll tell you, it's exactly why leadership matters. It's exactly why we need someone, for example, like Pat Dyer in Baltimore County. Frankly, Annapolis could use some common sense leadership. You won't believe that story. Then we're going to dive into Baltimore County Public Schools, kind of a follow-up to yesterday. But the story that's breaking out of Fox Baltimore is basically saying they were ignoring warning signs that led up to a fight that was caught on video, went viral on Towson, and we'll have that story. Speaking of Baltimore County Public Schools, you will not believe this. You will not believe the story I read that I'll get to later about how county government and the actual school system, it's amazing they don't act as one, but the school system here, they're going back and forth with local government with something as basic as sharing data on how many teaching positions are actually vacant. And there's the report is basically saying there's a total lack of communication. And if you think about that, somehow, I mean, this is a $2.5 billion budget. Positions that may not be needed. The county council is trying to just get to the bottom of it, to their credit. Democrats and Republicans, but the system, it appears they're not being as cooperative as they should be. And yet somehow, despite all that, I mean, here's the story I'm going to get to a little bit later in the show. Despite that, the Democrats in Annapolis in the Maryland State Senate, your Baltimore County Democrats, killed the Inspector General bill, and this is just further proof as to why we need it. We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about Towson's Apple Store employees. You play with fire and you get burnt. That's what happened when you decide to unionize. It was a foolish decision. But there's an update to that story, and we're seeing how it's playing out. And later in the show, we'll be joined by two great candidates stepping up to serve in Maryland. Jeff McDonald running for the House of Delegates in the Lutherville and Phoenix area. Kevin Ford, both of these guys on my team that I put together here to help us try to turn back and win Baltimore County one vote at a time. Kevin Ford, candidate for the Maryland State Senate. Two solid guys making a real sacrifice to get involved and try to turn things around in Maryland. But before we go any further, let's check in. Good morning to Chuck Whitaker, an update on traffic.
And good morning. Looks like an early problem here on the Beltway. Again, have not seen it. It's out of range, but I still see the flashing lights. Outer loop, it's after the bridge at Crosby Road, which would be south of I-70. And it still looks like from the distance they're in the left-hand lane. Don't know if it's an accident or a broken down vehicle. The impact is all the way back to 795 already. So long delay starting way early this morning. Traffic coming in on I-70, joining the outer loop. You'll have a delay. 795 eventually could get a little bit slow as well, coming down to the west side outer loop. Capitol Beltway, about an hour ago, had a big wreck on the outer loop after the American Legion Bridge going into Northern Virginia. At one point, we had three lanes blocked. The late report now says the left-hand lane is closed. In the backup, there was another minor accident on the outer loop near the Georgia Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's very warm today. Sunny and breezy with high in the mid-80s. Overnight temps in the low 60s. Tomorrow, showers possible, especially in the afternoon, high in the mid-70s. So 410-922-6680. Again, that's 410-922-6680 is the call-in number. A show action-packed, old-school local radio today, talking really about all the issues right here in our community. And let's get started here, because I came across, is all over the headline on the Baltimore Sun. And is it the most significant breaking story in Maryland? No, it's not, but it means something to me, and I think it's common sense, but it is exactly what's wrong and why leadership matters. We're in this. It was plastered all over the Baltimore Sun on their website a little while ago. And the city of Annapolis, and how many of us, I mean, what a great waterfront city. Historic district of Annapolis, or state's capital, the U.S. history there, the Maryland history, and the city government in Annapolis has informed five major downtown restaurants, the Iron Rooster, McGarvey's, Federal House, Market House, and the Middleton Tavern, that their outdoor dining leases at Market Space will expire on June 30th and will not automatically be renewed. So these outdoor dining setups, they occupy about 19 parking spots right near Ego Alley. That's the prime waterfront area. Major draw for locals and the tourists from all over the country that come to Annapolis. So what is the city doing? Well, it's not ending their dining permanently, but instead it's forcing a reset of these lease structures. But they were told, these businesses, that they must remove all property within 30 days after June 30th unless a new agreement is reached. And it says officials say a new leasing opportunity will, they claim, be offered soon. But owners, and this is where it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, because owners say they were completely caught off guard by the decision. They had almost no communication from the city, even after they've been reaching out for months. This is reportedly the first time that the leases haven't been routinely renewed since the program began about 5 years ago. They view the move as disrespectful for long-standing partnerships with this city. And that is crucial. Let me repeat that. They view the move as disrespectful to long-standing partnerships with this city. These partnerships are crucial if you want these businesses to thrive. And rather than have empty buildings right near the waterfront, you have these people that are investing in the city, and they can't even get basic cooperation with their city government. Outdoor dining, as we know, especially after the COVID pandemic era, is essential, absolutely essential to some of these places keeping their doors open, but it just helps with the downtown experience overall. We know that. And several now of these restaurant owners are just completely scrambling to try to actually meet with these city officials, negotiate terms. We know restaurants, that is one of the most, the restaurant industry is one of the most challenging there is. The hard work, I mean, we all have friends that either work or have worked, in some cases owned a restaurant or a bar, and they can never leave the place. They are working nonstop, almost 24/7, to keep the lights on and make sure their employees have a job. But yet, this lack of cooperation, and some of these businesses, I mean, they're liable to just choose the exit door when it comes to dining altogether, which would reshape entirely how this market space sets up. And it's not like the city of Annapolis is some massive jurisdiction, by the way. It's not like the size of Baltimore County, where you're dealing with layers and layers of bureaucracy. Here, this is a smaller city, a historic district. And I know the Annapolis area around there pretty well. The city hall is steps away from the very businesses they're talking about in this article. And yet somehow this is how things get handled. You have five long-standing restaurants right there in Marketplace, the heart of the waterfront, probably the most important economic and cultural hub, obviously, in Annapolis. I mean, one of them in the whole state of Maryland. And this is where residents go, where the tourists go. People bring their families. It's when the weather is nice in Annapolis, I highly recommend. What a place to take your kids or your parents, grandkids. I mean, you get to sit outside, have a meal, experience everything that really makes the place special. And what do these businesses get in return? They get a notice telling them their outdoor dining leases won't be renewed as they stand. And that they may need to clear out every single chair and table and setup that has been in place for years as part of the basic fabric of the downtown experience. And the biggest frustration from these owners is not even the decision, but really, it's a total lack of communication leading up to it. This is basic communication from your government, local government. I mean, this is their only job, is to be a partner here. These are business owners who have invested all of their time and their money and their energy in making this area what it is today. They help create that atmosphere, draw people in, and instead of a plan and a conversation and instead of leadership, sitting down with them early, saying, here's what we're thinking about doing, here's where we're going, here's how we can work together. They're left reacting after being told, get your stuff up, your lease is coming to an end. Incredible. Nina Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. We're back in just a moment on Casey and Company.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Now here's Maryland Delegate Nino Mangione with the Maryland Minute.
The 26th session was a failure for Maryland. Thanks to Democrats, our state is less safe, less affordable, and less accountable. A record $71 billion budget, nearly $4 billion higher than last year, was built on accounting gimmicks and short-term fixes that ignore Maryland's structural deficit. There was no real effort to control spending, and the result is predictable. Higher taxes ahead and more pressure on working families. Democrats also blocked allowing the Baltimore County Inspector General to investigate waste, fraud, and abuse in the school system. On public safety, the new policies weaken accountability for violent juveniles and strain an already overwhelmed juvenile system. Other bad laws restrict cooperation between law enforcement and ICE, removing tools used to detain dangerous illegal immigrants. At the same time, new statewide mandates add burdens on police. This session sends the wrong message: less support for law enforcement, less fiscal discipline, and less focus on basic public safety and common sense.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, 410-922-6680. And I was just talking about Annapolis and the waterfront issue here with the leases about to be ripped from underneath them, at least for now, and told to move all their stuff. And I know this issue isn't like public safety. It's not as important as, say, taxes and fees. But to those individuals running these businesses, it certainly is. And when you're running for local government like I am, running for the Baltimore County Council here in North Baltimore County and trying to build a team to turn Baltimore County around for the first time in 40 years from Democrat majority rule here, this lack of leadership really matters. More on this when we get back in just a moment, but let's check in with Chuck Whitaker and an update on traffic.
The situation here, again, not sure if it's an accident or a broken down vehicle. Outer loop after the bridge at Crosby Road and before you get to Route 40 West is still occupying the left-hand side of the roadway. And again, from the camera at I-70, can still see the flashing lights. The overhead camera, which is way up on the tower right there at Route 40, has the best vantage point. But we have to get State Highway to get a close-up so we can see exactly what that is in the left-hand lane after Crosby Road. It's been there for a while, and it's created a backup on the Beltway that goes all the way back to the ramps at 795. The wreck that was on the Capitol Beltway in Montgomery County on the outer loop of Georgia Avenue, that has cleared. We're still hurting a little bit from a big problem early this morning on the outer loop in Northern Virginia. That wreck was just south of the American Legion Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast: warm, sunny, and breezy with high in the mid-80s, overnight temps in the low 60s. Tomorrow we're looking at showers possible, especially in the afternoon with a high in the mid-70s. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Jim, and it looks like the Outer Banks, formerly of Crofton, emails in, good morning. Oh, I think you hit the nail right on the head when you said there may be empty storefronts as a result. That may, in fact, be the objective. Someone may be looking for some bargains. James, thanks for the email. And, yeah, well, here's the thing. This whole story, it correlates directly with the whole debate and conversation about places like Towson and the business districts there, districts in Baltimore City, places like Bells Point, Federal Hill. I mean, you need total cooperation with law enforcement, with the business partners, and you need to be on their side. You need to have law enforcement's back. You need to have the backs of the local businesses and support them, communicate with them. I was just there last month at this waterfront when I was in the session. I had coffee with a family member who came to visit, and it's exactly what you want it to be. It was lively, everything set up, people enjoying themselves. And here you are now, just weeks later, some of the same businesses are being told they might have to tear it all down and start from scratch, all because how this was handled. And again, I emphasize before I move on here, this is exactly why leadership matters. This is why competence matters. It's not just about the big policies or campaign promises, right? It's about day-to-day management of your city or of your county and how you treat the people who are investing in it. That's why Pat Dyer needs to be the next Baltimore County executive. It's one of the reasons I'm running for Baltimore County Council. Because the reality is, and I come from a business family, and many of the guys I've joined up or have joined my team here are business people themselves, like Kevin Ford running for the state senate. Jeff McDonald's work in the private sector. So was Chuck Murphy. Pat Dyer built a business. Because business owners should not have to wonder whether their government they're working for, or they're working with, I should say, is organized themselves. And if they're going to be responsive or communicating, I mean, you all know that run a small business or work for a small business, you have enough on your plate. You're trying to create jobs and serve customers, trying to help your community, and the least the government can do is be a reliable partner. This goes all the way up to the federal level. It also has to do with state and local, or state, local, and federal governments putting just burdensome regulation. I mean, you name it. If government is not going to be a partner and a burden, that's a problem. In places like Annapolis, where the city hall is literally just 2 or 3 minutes away, there's no excuse for this kind of disconnect. None at all. And at the end of the day, I would say this shouldn't be so complicated. Sit down with these people, communicate clearly, lay out a plan, work together. That's leadership. But when that doesn't happen, and we see it all the time, we've heard stories from Baltimore counties and the city, you get situations like this. It's disappointing because these are exactly the kind of businesses and places you should be supporting, not leaving in the dark. And when you live this experience and you support these people, you want to see them do well. You don't want to see them fail. Set them up for success. That's what politicians and political leaders always promise on the campaign trail. Do the job. There's a new mayor in Annapolis. Do the job. Speaking of not doing the job, the Project Baltimore investigation. Yeah, this story, we touched on it a little bit last week, but more information is coming out where they found school officials, yes, not doing the job, were warned days before a violent bus stop fight right in Towson. And the incident involved these Dunbarton Middle School students. It occurred on April 20th. It was going viral online, and it's led to criminal charges, by the way. And with the warning, it says here that the alleged victim's mother emailed school administrators on April 15th. And they reported that her daughter was threatened by a group of these students in a school bathroom. She said, the mom here said she was furious. It was totally unacceptable. And she considered filing a police report over the bullying. Well, 5 days later, the same student was allegedly attacked in the bus stop fight. And what does the mom say? And she's exactly right. This all could have been avoided. And how many times have we seen stories like this? Yet we have these ongoing issues. Same thing, same point. I can run down local government across the spectrum here. Schools, business. If you lack the leadership, you'll continue to have people dropping the ball in these situations that could have been avoided, lead to failure. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company. We're checking in with Maggie Hunter and an update on local news.
Well, thanks. Good morning. Johnny Olszewski has introduced the Reform of Bench Eligibility Act to set term limits for Supreme Court justices. The constitutional amendment would establish 18-year term limits for justices instead of lifetime appointments. The Democratic lawmaker says faith in the court depends on its legitimacy as a fair and independent institution. He says recent rulings that have thrown out decades of legal precedent combined with ethically dubious behavior by sitting judges are testing that faith. He says term limits can reduce the political gamesmanship surrounding appointments, restore balance to the process, and strengthen the integrity of the court. And Attorney General Anthony Brown says the state's antitrust division has reached a $4.5 million settlement with a company that sells the EpiPen. The settlement with Mylan resolves concerns about anti-competitive conduct involving the cost, marketing, and availability of EpiPen products. Brown says for too long, they've cornered the market on the life-saving medication and driven up costs for Maryland families who had no choice but to pay. In addition to the financial payment, Mylan will increase the copay coupon for its authorized generic version of the EpiPen and increase access for vulnerable Marylanders. And starting this morning, the Baltimore City Department of Transportation will be closing a lane on part of Southbound Falls Road for repair work. The single lane closure between Smith and Kelly Avenues begins at around 7 a.m. and it's expected to be in place for around 2 weeks while crews work on the road. Drivers are encouraged to use alternate routes to avoid possible delays and download the Waze.com app for live detour navigation. And officials with Baltimore County Public Schools say high school graduations will begin on May 19th. More than 7,000 students will graduate from Baltimore County schools this spring, and all graduations will be held at Towson University's CQ Arena, unless otherwise noted. It's 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, and you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an Elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The wreck on the Capitol Beltway going in the Northern Virginia has cleared now, so the area at the American Legion Bridge is getting back to normal, but already we're slow from New Hampshire Avenue around to the Mormon Temple, but at least right now that's going to be the normal delay. The west side outer loop continues with what appears to be a problem still there in the left-hand lane on the outer loop after the bridge at Crosby Road, and before you get to Route 40, started early, the backup already on the west side is all the way back to 795. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, it'll be a warm and sunny day with temperatures rising to the mid-80s. It will be breezy at times. Tonight we drop down to the low 60s. Then after that, get ready for showers tomorrow. Mid-70s for the high. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And sports at 6:35 brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville. The total game changer. Well, the final straw was last night in New York. It came in the eighth.
Line drive. It is a base hit to right field. Grisham rounds third. He will score. Beavers misplays the ball in right field. Judge rounds third. He will score. Going to third is Bellinger. And the Yankees lead by 10, 11-1.
When it rains, it pours.
It was a monsoon last night. Michael Kay had the call with Paul O'Neill chiming in on the YES Network. A six-run eighth off newly signed Lou Trevino was the nail in the coffin. The O's buried by the Yanks. 12-1. The final outscored 39-10 in the four-game sweep. Much to the chagrin of manager Albernaz in the postgame.
Yeah, really disappointing. I mean, four-game set and not win a game, it's really tough, frustrating. We got to bounce back. We got to bounce back in Miami and just play clean baseball and give ourselves a chance.
Now, before the game yesterday, Albernaz was asked an interesting question. Given the manner the Birds have played with over the last three, and in general this season, is it still realistic for them, for fans to think they can compete in the AL East?
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you want to jump ship, you can jump ship. But don't ask to come back on. That's it. Like, it's a long season.
Meanwhile, the hits just keep coming on for Baltimore, and I don't mean base hits. With the news that Jordan Westberg's rehab has been shut down from throwing, which is important, actually, for a third baseman, his injured elbow will be reevaluated. Albernaz said before the game yesterday, as Westberg's throwing progression ramped up to the higher intensities and farther distances, he began feeling discomfort in his elbow and reported it to the team. Elsewhere in baseball, the Tigers getting grim news yesterday concerning their pitching staff. Tarek Skubal will undergo arthroscopic surgery to remove loose bodies from his pitching elbow. There's no timetable for the back-to-back reigning American League Cy Young Award winner's return, but typically this type of injury can require 2 to 3 months for recovery. NBA playoffs last night, the Knickerbockers making history, becoming the first team in NBA playoff history to win three consecutive playoff games by 25 or more. 137-98, the final last night over the Sixers. They take a 1-0 lead in that Eastern Conference semifinal. In the West, the Timberwolves upset the Spurs in San Antonio, 104-102. And in the NHL last night, the Hurricanes trailed for the first time in the playoffs. But they come back and beat the Flyers last night, 3-2. They lead that series 2-0. The time now is 6:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Kim Klasick here. What a night out that feels special. Oak and Olive at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville is highly recommended. I recommend this place as it absolutely is beautiful and the space is elegant. The food is outstanding and is perfect for a date night. Enjoy scallop ravioli, Rosetta Farms ribeye, or fresh whole fish, all with the Mediterranean touch. They are open from 4 to 11 p.m. inside Yorktown Plaza. Check out their website at yorktownsocial.com.
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Welcome back, everybody. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company. In the morning, Sean returns tomorrow. Coming up on the show, we'll have an update with the MPRP project. Big news to keep you, we'll let you know about that. The Key Bridge update as well. The Congressman Andy Harris was interviewed on that. You won't believe what they're projecting it may cost now. The story I previewed earlier about Baltimore County and the school system at odds over a basic question. We'll touch on that as well. And later in the show, we're joined at the 7 o'clock hour and I believe the 8 o'clock hour by two great candidates stepping up to serve. Jeff McDonald running for the House of Delegates in the Lutherville and Phoenix area, and Kevin Ford, candidate for the State Senate. Two solid guys making a real sacrifice to get involved and try to turn things around in here in Maryland and Baltimore County. Two guys on my team. Look forward to speaking with them. So give us a call, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. So I was doing the Project Baltimore story where the mother reported the incident that occurred on April 20th that's going viral online. The alleged victim's mother actually emailed the school administrators on April 15th, reported her daughter was threatened by a group of these students. And these students are vicious, by the way. If anybody saw the video, you know how vicious they were. I mean, a pack of them just beating one girl. She said she was furious, and it's totally unacceptable. She considered filing a police report over the bullying. And 5 days later, the same student was allegedly attacked in a bus stop fight. And the mother said it could have all been avoided. She demanded serious consequences and mentioned maybe even hiring a lawyer. Another parent had also warned the school and reported increasing violence on the bus. Even sent video evidence of prior fights involving the same students. Even the NAACP chimed in and said the situation was preventable. And you look, there was a pattern here of ignored warnings, lack of accountability from school leadership. And of course, when asked about it, the school officials declined to comment any further. Declined to comment any further about accountability. So you have the real takeaways here. This is predictable. It's preventable. Mother begged officials for help. Nothing changed. 5 days later, her daughter is attacked. Another parent sends video evidence of violence. Still no action. And this is what people mean when they say discipline is breaking down in schools. You cannot allow these repeat bad actors to control the environment. And where the accountability, when warnings are ignored and kids get hurt, the parents are trying to do their job. The system is not doing its job. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. We return in just a minute with a whole lot more to get to. Oh, we have a couple more minutes. There we go. Sorry. I was looking at the, I was thinking 6:50 when we're supposed to break. You know, you just can't get used to the 2:45 a.m. wake-up calls from Alexa. It's throwing me off. But thank you, Kristen. Kristen's doing a great job behind the buttons here. And I'm glad because I do have plenty more to get to because this is exactly what I was talking about earlier today. Is exactly what I was talking about yesterday. I mean, I was, you're speaking about accountability here, right, and discipline. And we were at the Towson Town Festival, and the guy comes up to us, Jeff McDonald and I, and Chuck Murphy. He's probably in his 50s or 60s, a black man who'd been a substitute teacher in Baltimore County. He's trying to help these young kids now that he's retired. And he said it's not funding, it's not new programs, or lack thereof, it's the discipline. And look at this case I just mentioned. A mother does everything right. She emails the school. She raises the concerns here. She warns them. Her daughter is being threatened. The lady is asking for help, but what does she get? What does she get? Complete silence. Inaction. The system here looks the other way, and 5 days later, her daughter, not only is her daughter attacked, and that's a preventable failure. And let's be very clear, because this is, it's not just about one school or one incident, because this happens really when bad policy meets weak leadership. And it all comes back also to Annapolis. I mean, they've been tying the hands of administrators and teachers and making it harder to enforce discipline. I mean, harder to remove these repeat offenders, easier to basically push problems down the road. That's what Annapolis specializes in the Maryland legislature. I mean, they're the ones who created a system where just, and it trickles down all the way to Baltimore County schools. How many times have we seen this story where a small number of these bad actors are allowed to disrupt entire classrooms? And that's what the gentleman at the Towson Festival was saying, and that's what I kept nodding my head in agreement. Because you have to do something about these bad actors. Nina Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. Let's check in with a traffic update. And Chuck Whitaker.
The Harbor Tunnels now with the normal delays. 895 beginning around the Urban Avenue ramps. And that's pretty close to the bridge and Pulaski Highway. It's moving. Both the southbound lanes are open. 95 already this morning. Just the normal heavy traffic. But already right now, right before 7 o'clock, already backed up to the ramp at Moravia Road. 25-minute delays and building there. On the southbound side with the four lanes open, we're clear through the tunnel, down through the ramps and the interchange at Camden Yards. moving south at 395. It looks like to me that whatever that was on the outer loop south of Crosby Road and near Route 40 West has cleared itself. The pace is a little bit better, but it's not going to recover. We're backed up even beyond the ramp at 795 coming down the west side. In the city, Baltimore City Police just arriving at a wreck very close to the ramp on O'Donnell Street at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It looks like today is warm, sunny, and breezy with high in the mid-80s. We have overnight temps in the low 60s. Tomorrow, showers possible, especially in the afternoon, high in the mid-70s. That's today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. And back to the story here. You're a parent listening. You're a grandparent listening. You have children in the Baltimore County schools. And I'm not saying it's easy. It's never easy. We certainly need more parental involvement. But these issues, if not cut out altogether, can certainly be cut back. Where we see a system, this small number of bad actors allowed to disrupt entire classrooms. In this case, they're intimidating other students, attacking other students. They escalate this bad behavior. And when there's no real consequences, we get more of this. Teachers know it. The substitute teachers are telling us, like this gentleman. Parents in this case are warning, and the people in charge are ignoring it. The Baltimore County, the lady's heavenly paid, handsomely paid, I should say. It was in the article of Fox 45. She's supposed to be the spokesperson for the county. And what is her answer? No further comment. And in this case, it spills out the violence, not just in the hallways, not just in the classroom, but this one was caught on camera in the communities on York Road in broad daylight outside homes, or I should say outside the apartment complex and the businesses there. People just trying to live their lives. Instead, they're witnessing this chaos, and this is exactly what a lack of accountability looks like, and this is what happens when the school refuses to act. And again, why people lose confidence in the system. And if you want to fix education, start with the discipline, restore order in the classrooms, back up the teachers, back up the administrators who are actually trying to do the right thing and stop protecting those who won't and protecting the broken system that is failing our kids. Because right now, the system is not protecting students who want to learn. And it's protecting the behavior that is destroying the environment for everyone else. And until that changes, you're going to keep seeing stories like this. And by the way, it's exactly why in 2025 in the legislative session, and this is not the, we know that these issues, well, hell, I mean, there's always been kids will be kids, right? That's been and fights on school. That's happened for many, many years. But now, and then this just spilling over into Towson, but there used to be a time where there was discipline and something was done about it. And we've seen this over the last several years, which is exactly why in 2025 I put forth a bill in Annapolis to try and, you know, not rocket science, figure out how can we protect students across the state, specifically here in Baltimore County, for me as a Baltimore County delegate in North Baltimore County, of course, as a candidate for the Baltimore County Council. But I put forth a bill after I heard stories out of Perry Hall and elsewhere that was designed to be a work group to study school bus safety. We have work groups that study so much in Annapolis. A lot of it is complete waste of time, to be honest, waste of money. I mean, we probably could have just came up with policy. Simple bill, create a work group, study student behavior on buses, drive out, you know, driver safety and the conditions. Just the overall safety risk during transporting to and from school. And should have made recommendations on the discipline. But the Democrats decided that did not reach the level of importance to even receive a vote. Like the bill that they passed this year to send to the House floor to put tampons in men's bathrooms. That's what passes as leadership in the Maryland Democrat Party. But there you go. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. 410-922-6680 is the call-in number. We'll have Jeff McDonald joining us in about 15 to 20 minutes. Kevin Ford, candidate for the state Senate. He'll join us at the 8 o'clock hour. Lots to get to from Towson and the Apple Store Union debacle. I'm going to give you an MPRP update in just a moment. I tried to get to Governor Wes Moore's campaign launch, but yesterday we ran out of time, so hopefully I'll have a little time to get to that today. We also have, well, again, a lot of it also depends on time, but this issue out of Baltimore County and the schools, not just the discipline issue, but the fact that the Baltimore school system and the county government are going back and forth over data on how many teachers' positions are actually vacant. And to think that the county Democrats that you voted to send to Annapolis would kill the Inspector General bill. Incredible. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey and Casey and Company. We're back in just a moment.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill? The possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now. 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
If you own a business, you know how hard you work for every customer. At WCBM, we help local business owners get their message to the people who really count. Owners that are ready to act with radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can build a radio campaign that fits your business. Visit WCBM.com or call us at 410-586-6800 today to talk about growing your business.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
You won't need a warrant.
What? Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in here for Sean Casey on Casey and Company. Sean returns tomorrow, bright and early. Of course, we have Kim Klasick live coming up from 9 to noon, and then followed by Rob Carson, Sean Hannity, and others throughout the day and night. We have an email in here from Marty. He makes a very interesting point, and I think he makes an interesting point here where he says, my wife taught in the Baltimore City, Baltimore County, and Catholic schools. She said that the curriculum is actually better in the public schools, but the difference is threefold: parent participation, high standards and expectations, and most of all, discipline. She spent the majority of time instructing and less time dealing with discipline. She has no comment because there is nothing to say. This is what happened in 2013 when the State Board of Education took discipline out of our schools. Remember when students can't meet the standards? Bring standards down to meet the students. Thank you, Marty, for emailing in. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. We're going to check in with Chuck Whitaker and an update with traffic. Up, Chuck. Supposed to be paying attention. Come on, Chuck. Where are you? No, I'm just kidding, Chuck. We still love you. But we have to go. So we'll do a little weather update here. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Warm, sunny, and breezy. High in the mid-80s. Overnight temps in the low 60s. Tomorrow, showers possible, especially in the afternoons. High in the mid-70s. That's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Well, we'll wait for Chuck in just a minute. But an update here I have from the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. A lot of you are familiar with this, but if you're not, let me give you the latest update. So the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project, and I'll just say this is exactly what happens, by the way, when government and this big out-of-state company thought that they can steamroll the people of North Baltimore County here in Carroll and Frederick. And what it is, it's the 67-mile transmission line. The 67-mile transmission line, and it's hitting delays right now. There's a federal appeals hearing happening today, actually. I believe it's in Richmond, that will decide, you know, the major question here. Can this company, the Public Service Enterprise Group out of New Jersey, can this out-of-state company come into Maryland onto your private property and start their surveying before the state has even approved the project? So just so you understand, though, it's not eminent domain quite yet. They need approvals from that from the state of Maryland. But they do not have the approvals, so should they be allowed the right to come onto your property, your private property? And think about that. I mean, that's before the approval, before a final decision, and they want access to your land. And unfortunately, the lower court has already sided with the company. I went to the courthouse in Baltimore City a while back, where the nearly, 300-plus property owners, they had to fight back, and I think now it's 61 landowners have taken this to the federal appeals court. And this is about one thing. This is about property rights. This is your land. Do you own your land, or does the government and a private utility get to come in from out of state and decide that for you? Here's the reality. This project, they came in the dark at night, but the good thing is we pushed back. It was supposed to be online by 2027, but now it is actually 2028, maybe even later, because the company, they couldn't meet the deadlines to provide the basic survey data to regulators. And even the state's own power plant research program is saying, slow this down. And they absolutely should slow it down. They tried to rush this. Actually, they tried to ram this through. They tried to bully and run over the citizens of Maryland and North Baltimore and Carroll and Frederick. And because they don't have the necessary information, it's being slowed down. But the PSEG thought they could get away with it. But most importantly, it's being slowed down because communities organized. And people showed up. As my role of delegate, I held 3 town halls on this. I brought in legal help to try to give the people, the citizens I represent, some professional advice. I'm actually an intervener on behalf of District 42A and the residents there to fight this through at the Public Service Commission process. That's the process of whether or not they'll be giving the permits. They'll make that decision, and if that decision is made and allowed, that's where the threat of eminent domain will come into play. I was heading to all these fundraisers to support this efforts. We built a website. We tried, and our Facebook and media, we called out Governor Moore. We were the first to do it. Called out Governor Moore, and he did respond. But finally, he needs to get off. I mean, he stayed on the sideline, still pretty much on the sideline, but he needs to stand completely 100% with these residents, because this is bigger than one power line, ladies and gentlemen. This is about whether Maryland families have a voice, whether your property rights matter, and again, whether an out-of-state company can dictate what happens in your backyard. And we're not going to sit back and just let that happen. We did not sit back and just let that happen. Going to fight this till the end. We're going to keep fighting this. Hold the line here. Do everything we can. That's my commitment, to stop this MPRP project. We've had bipartisan support on this. My colleagues, good people, good delegates, and senators, and Carroll and Frederick, council people or commissioners in Carroll, We're united in this effort to stop this horrible project. It's exactly why also I wanted to get fighters who, like Jeff McDonald joining us in just a few moments, who would fight against this. Chuck Murphy, who's running for my delegate seat, because I know this was one of the reasons he got involved. Just as well as Kevin Ford, who's running for the state senate, got involved with politics because he's a farmer in North Baltimore County, and this very issue propelled him to say enough. He didn't need to get involved in politics. He's a professional fireman, farmer, businessman, big family of four kids. But this threat of this out-of-state power company coming through his backyard to rip his land and others like him, he's had enough. You're listening to Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. President Trump's mission to open the Strait of Hormuz has cost the Iranians at least a half dozen of their small boats. The U.S. military sank the boats after they tried to stop Project Freedom by firing missiles and drones. President Trump tells the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt that the Iranians have taken some heavy losses.
They had 159 ships, Hugh. Now they have none. They're all at the bottom of the sea. Today we took out eight of their... You know what, they're reduced to these small little fast ships.
Right.
They're very cheap, and they attach a machine gun to it. They think that's good. We knocked out eight of them today, and everyone that was available got knocked out very quickly and very efficiently.
And Secretary of War Hegseth delivers an update on the Iran situation later this morning. The man who was shot by the Secret Service near the White House yesterday is hospitalized, will face multiple charges. Authorities say the suspect fired first. If nothing else, they're persistent. Alleged narco-terrorists trying to get their deadly cargo into the United States.
The U.S. military says it's launched another strike on a boat accused of ferrying drugs in the Caribbean Sea. The Trump administration's campaign of blowing up alleged drug trafficking vessels in Latin American waters has persisted since early September and killed at least 188 people in total. Despite the Iran war, the series of strikes have ramped up again in recent weeks, showing that the administration's aggressive measures to stop what it calls narco-terrorism in the Western Hemisphere aren't letting up. Hey, up in Juwani, Washington.
Primaries today in Indiana and Ohio, and that includes GOP gubernatorial primary in Ohio. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open later on. And Dow futures up 125 points. The Nasdaq futures ahead 161. S&P futures better by 24 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Advantage Gold, America's number one precious metals company, is sounding the alarm that a storm is coming and that now is the time to diversify your portfolio before it's too late. That's why we're offering an emergency gold and silver protection kit valued at $49, absolutely free for anyone who calls today at 800-900-8000. This kit includes critical information for investors with a retirement account seeking to own physical gold and silver but want to do it tax and penalty free. Advantage Gold has helped investors protect and secure their wealth with physical gold and silver since 2014. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 and we'll rush your emergency gold and silver kit plus a free copy of Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. See how gold and silver can help you protect and secure your wealth with the help of Advantage Gold. Results vary. Consult your tax advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning. Good morning, you're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Morning backup has arrived now. It's the usual delay, I-97 southbound going from Benfield Boulevard down to Route 32. Typical ride right through there. All is well through Annapolis, three lanes westbound on the Bay Bridge, two eastbound, no issues there. And then we're good towards Ritchie Highway and over to the Severn River Bridge through Parole and over towards I-97. We're backed up already this morning, 25 to 30 minute delay southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
your Fox 45 forecast. It'll be a warm and sunny day with temperatures rising to the mid-80s. It will be breezy at times. Tonight, we drop down to the low 60s. Then after that, get ready for showers tomorrow. Mid-70s for the high. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
58 degrees in Bel Air and 57 in Owings Mills at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Steele. Fox 45 reports that a fight over access to city records is intensifying at City Hall as Isabel Cumming pushes for broader authority to obtain documents, which she says are needed to investigate waste, fraud, and abuse. Cumming's advisory board met virtually Monday night as the city council considers legislation that would make her a co-custodian of records. The meeting also came as Cumming's office continues a legal battle with the city over access to documents and systems the inspector general says are necessary to do her job. And a close call at one of the nation's busiest airports is under investigation after a United Airlines plane struck a light pole and a Baltimore bakery truck driver during a landing in New Jersey. The terrifying incident caught on camera happened Sunday around 1:15 as the aircraft approached Newark Liberty International Airport. According to New Jersey State Police, the plane, a Boeing 767 operated by United Airlines, clipped both a light pole and a tractor trailer while descending. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 823, the pick 4, 7320. It's 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Sean Casey back again with my good friend Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, our local real estate expert. You know, we spent some time over the years talking about the great work your company does helping charities like Johns Hopkins Children's Center. But in addition, you're also helping our veterans and first responders with discounts and special programs.
That's right, Sean. Our veterans and first responders using VA or FHA loans are getting edged out by cash and conventional financing offers. It's not fair that those that serve are having to pay up to 11% more just to be competitive. So we're turning the tables in order to level the playing field and give our veterans and anyone using an FHA loan the advantage once again. Our Guaranteed Close program provides assurance that when a seller accepts an offer from one of our buyers, they'll close on time or we'll step in and buy it for the contracted price.
That's incredible news, Vinny. So if you're a veteran or plan on using an FHA loan, call or text Vinny, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Change of venue for the Birds tonight as they say good riddance, New York. Hello, Miami. Following a four-game sweep at the hands of the Yankees, manager Albanez keeping a stiff upper lip.
These four games have been tough. Plays four games. And every loss, it sinks to lose. No matter what it is, but you want to go back out the next day and get back to work and try to win the next in that game in front of you. It's the beauty of baseball. We play 162 games.
At the same time, Albanez acknowledging from a fan standpoint how difficult this weekend must have been.
Definitely, I get it from the fan perspective for sure. Like, you watch these games and we're not leaving anything to be desired, right? But for us, we just have to turn the page and move on.
And tonight they are in Miami for a 6:35 start against the Marlins. Elsewhere in baseball, move over Aaron Judge. You have got company.
Whoa. Murakami deep to center. Trout at the wall. Get out! Munetaki Murakami has now tied Aaron Judge for the Major League lead. His 14th home run of the season.
John Schifrin had the call on White Sox TV. The Southsiders actually have a nice team this year, blanking the Angels in L.A. last night, 6-0. Don't look now, but the Sox have a better record than the Birds by two games. Ravens GM Eric DaCosta, with a little inside draft room stuff, was a guest on the Ravens podcast called The Lounge, talking about how difficult the second round of the NFL draft can be.
It's agonizing in a lot of ways. It's not a fun round. because you get savaged, right? And you know it's going to happen. And yet you go into it the next year thinking, oh man, we're going to get lucky this year.
Ravens ended up with edge rusher Zion Young, their second highest rated player on the board. Coming up in 30 minutes, what's up with Gunnar Henderson? And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company. And I want to welcome a very special guest to the show right now. I've known him for quite a little. Man, Jeff, I'll tell you, time is flying. But his name is Jeff McDonald. He is running for the Maryland House of Delegates in District 42B. And I'll just say this. He is a man who has had the opportunity, I guess you could say, to take the easy road here. He was thinking about heading down south, slow things down, enjoy a retirement there. He has, I believe, maybe some family that live down south, and he's decided, no, I'm not going to do that. I've made another choice, and he's chose to stay here in Maryland, fight for Maryland, fight for the communities that really shaped who he is, shaped his values. And he believes this state is losing. And he wants to turn it around. That tells you everything you need to know about the kind of person he is. And it's not just politics for Jeff, but this is him making a decision. Even as tough as it is with the Democrat supermajority, to fight for what he believes. And I want to welcome to the show my friend, Jeff McDonald. Jeff, good morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you believe in what Nino Mangione has been talking about the last week, hitting on many local topics and state topics, and if you believe what Nino and I are going to talk about over the next 30 minutes, I encourage you to visit jeffkmcdonald.com, jeffkmcdonald.com, because the only way we do this, if we, the citizens of Maryland, become vested in the future of this great state. Nino, good morning. It is an absolute pleasure to be with you today.
Yeah, thank you very much, Jeff. And I lost my train of thought for a second as I was introducing you, because it's hard to believe I've probably been at this for almost 20 years between my college days and, you know, getting more involved with Republican politics and the values there. And I can remember before I was involved in office, I think you were running maybe it was the Reagan Club. And then Patriot Club. So you've been very active.
Yeah.
Before we get into the actual issues, you are a guy who has been active in this community and pushing the very values that many of our listeners live by each and every day.
It's interesting you say that, because I truly got involved. I got involved back when Ellen Sauerbrey was robbed of the governorship. But then I truly got involved when one Barry Sikora, who many know as Barack Hussein Obama, said he wanted to, air quotes, transform America. Well, ladies and gentlemen, a representative republic where those who are elected are elected to serve, defend, and protect we the people does not need changing.
Yeah, well, Barack Obama, we could talk about for a six-hour show. He's, without a doubt, I would say probably, other than Biden, the worst president we've ever had. But I'll stick to the state issues here. And I will say, Jeff, I mean, what's hitting every family right now, obviously, is their wallet in the state of Maryland. And last session in 2025, not this year, but the previous, Democrats pushed through the largest tax increase in our state's history. And, you know, the grocery store, car registrations, there's costs everywhere. Vehicle emissions tests. We know the gas price is high right now. I just want to get your take in a moment when we return from traffic here on the tax increases and what you would like to see happen in Annapolis when it comes to actual relief for Maryland families. But let's check in. Just hold the thought for a second, Jeff, with Chuck Whitaker and an update in traffic.
All right, the Parkville side of the Beltway, some areas now south and east are fighting the bright sunshine. So the inner loop right here, you come out of the shade at Putty Hill, you hit the bright sunshine at Bel Air Road, headed over to 95. That's part of the slowdown there. The outer loop is the normal delay from Bel Air Road, at least around to Providence Road and over towards Delaney Valley Road. There's some slowing now towards Greenspring. And the west side started off with a big problem this morning with an incident on the outer loop before Route 40. And that's not going to recover anytime soon. It's moving a little better now for the traffic south of that area at I-70 down through Route 40. But we're still backed up. And there's always a chance for an incident anywhere through this construction zone between Windsor Mill Road and I-70. And that's starting to slow right through there. So I'm suspecting there could be a problem there right before Security Boulevard. We're 25-minute delays at least going south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Today, warm, sunny, and breezy with high in the mid-80s. Overnight temps in low 60s. Tomorrow, showers are possible, especially in the afternoon. High in the mid-70s. That's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We're joined today right now with the candidate for Maryland House, candidate for the Maryland House of Delegates, District 42B, Jeff McDonald. And yes, I was just talking about the largest tax increase in Maryland's history signed into law by Governor Moore last session. And I want to get your thoughts on these tax increases and how you would vote in Annapolis.
So we must go into history of Maryland. In the late 50s and early 60s in Maryland, we were one of the top five states with which to live. At that time in Maryland, approximately a little less than 50% of one's income went to running the state. Now it's more than 80%. Notwithstanding the fact, Moody's and the other financial companies that do the bond ratings, for the first time since 1973, Maryland has lost her AAA bond rating. Why? Because of irresponsible representatives who have no clue. And like you said, we have an opportunity with this slate to bring in people from the private sector and outrageous spending. Now, Moody's did not use the word outrageous, but they did use the word irresponsible spending.
Yes.
So the key is we can go from the land of peasant living back to the land of pleasant living if we will elect bold candidates to represent the hardworking, law-abiding, tax-paying citizens by reducing fees, by reducing regulations, and my God, reducing taxes so that the good people of Maryland can choose how to spend their money. And you referenced Annapolis earlier, and I was stunned. If you've lived in Maryland for 1 year or 50 years, you referenced Ego Alley. And that is nothing more than a festive area where entrepreneurs run their businesses and have the ability to make a great living. And you made a great point. Restaurateurs typically spend almost 18 hours a day in their restaurants. And what does that do? That feeds the economy through people having more money in their own pockets with which to choose to spend how they please.
Yeah, and you're right.
The bloody bureaucracy.
You brought up that point about Moody's, and one of the reasons, and it is just for the record, as everybody, as the audience is clear here, you, and I know this is what you meant, I just want to make sure that everybody knows that, yes, Moody's, for the first time in history, downgraded the bond rating. But the other agencies did keep the AAA bond rating, but Moody's did, first time, okay. It's been over 50 years, and the reason, as you cite, I mean, there was economic and financial underperformance was one of their reasons, and part of it was a heavy reliance, as we've seen, on federal jobs and federal spending, which when the Trump administration comes in and says, wait a minute, you know, the federal government is trillions in debt, we have to do something, and then you look at the debt obligation and how many, the fixed costs of state government, it creates a problem. In other words, you need fiscally responsible. I could say the word fiscally conservative, but it's fiscally responsible delegates that come in there and make sound decisions, and that's something you would do. I know that. I know how you think about these issues. But I want to talk about another one, moving on to public safety, Jeff, because over the past several years in Annapolis, we've seen they labeled it, I guess, police reform. But I've met, and you have met, many of these law enforcement officers where really what it feels like, it's tying their hands behind their back, making them their jobs harder. So what's your take on community safety, and is Maryland more dangerous than ever when it comes to lack of support for law enforcement?
It's obviously more dangerous than ever by the stories that you, Sean Casey, and Kim Klasick all talk about every week here on WCBM. And anyone that thinks that it's not is a fool. They must, I don't know where they are, but the point is, you referenced a couple of things that just happened in the last couple of weeks in Towson, which is supposed to be the capital of Baltimore County. And the violence is out of control. The youth crime is out of control. The lack of discipline in schools are out of control. And it can all be brought back to the way it should be if we have a fiduciary representative.
Jeff, hold that thought for one moment, because we have to check in here, and we are going to our friend Stephen Friedman on the line this morning to talk about what they're up to at the law firm. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Nino, it's a pleasure and a privilege to speak to you, and it was great to see you.
I was
going to
say, it's great to see you and Rachel, about a week ago?
Yeah, that was fantastic. So it's great to see you and your family and all the support that you have. We're so excited for you.
Well, you as well, and I really appreciate all your support, your whole family.
Course. Thank you. All right, so at the Law Office of Michael Friedman, we are very pleased to be a sponsor this weekend. It's the first annual Newtown Spring Festival. So this is going to be in Owings Mills. From 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., right by the Newtown High School. There are going to be vendors, there are going to be food trucks, there are going to be bands. Rachel, myself, my father are going to be there. We're going to have a tent set up. We have free giveaways. We're going to have great T-shirts. We're going to have calendars. And if anybody wants to come by and discuss their case, they certainly can. If anybody wants to discuss the lousy Oreos, we're happy to talk to them, really talk to them about anything. So we hope that the listeners will come out to the Newtown Spring Festival this weekend from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. So let's get on to some business here. Let's talk about auto insurance. It's never a bad time, folks, for you to pull out your automobile insurance and see what you have, what you might not have, how much you're paying. And as we always tell our listeners, feel free to give us a call at the Law Office of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848. Rachel, myself, my father, we're happy to go over your auto insurance policy with you free of charge. It's much better to find out what you need before you're in an accident than, God forbid, after an accident. So in Maryland, to recap, the minimal limits are a 30-60 policy, which means $30,000 per person, and that's terrible insurance. We urge our listeners, and we urge everyone, to get at least $100,000 worth of coverage. And it's really not that much more a month. So please do that, because statistics bear out, folks, that if you're in an automobile accident in Maryland, you're probably going to be struck by someone that's either A, uninsured, or B, underinsured. So you have to protect yourself, and you want to protect your family. So take out your auto insurance policy, do yourself a favor, and check it out, and then we're happy to go over it with you. So again, give us a call, 410-363-6848, or go up on our website, chock full of a lot of great information, maflaw.com. Nino, that's it for this week. It's great to have you in the chair, and hopefully we will see you around town soon.
Well, Stephen, thank you very much for calling in, and have a great rest of the week. Say hi to Rachel and your father. I'm sure he's enjoying himself while working still very hard. He's in Florida a lot of the time now, isn't he?
He is, but he's in town now. He's working away, so in his blood. So.
Yeah, he's a great man. Well, I hope a lot of people come out to the festival this week and see you. Free legal advice is reason enough, but I'm also, I have to encourage people, support your local community events. I mean, I do it all the time as a candidate for council, and there's so many things going on in the community, so I hope a lot of people come out and see you guys and support the event in Owings Mills this weekend.
Thanks, Nino. Take
Thank
care.
You, Michael. Jeff, bye-bye. Stay on the line. We'll be back in just a moment after traffic with Chuck Whitaker.
There was a wreck, as I mentioned. I thought there was probably something there. Outer loop right before Security Boulevard, now into the painted out area off to the right side. It was in that area where there was no shoulder available. So that just backed us up, and it's adding to that delay, which was already there anyway from 795 going south. Now the vehicle is off to the side with the flashers on, and we're moving four lanes of traffic through that area once again. Everybody else is still going to be slow. Pretty typical ride through Parkville and also now through Pikesville. JFX at last check. I'm there now at Ruxton Road, and that's starting to back up here as you're coming through Ruxton Road and down through the city-county line. Had no reports of any problems up to this point, but it is very slow through here. Let me just see if I can blow this up a little bit. I don't know. They're looking at something south of Ruxton Road and before the city-county line, so we'll track that down, give that to you pretty soon. Both the tunnels are still backed up. We're in the range of 25 to 30 minutes on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast: warm, sunny, and breezy with high in the mid-80s. Overnight temps in the low 60s. Tomorrow, showers possible, especially in the afternoon with a high in the mid-70s. That's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. So we are joined by Jeff McDonald. If you live in the Lutherville, Cockeysville, and even parts of Phoenix area, there is a Republican primary coming up, and of course the election in November this year. But for that Republican primary and early voting, is what, just a tad bit more than a month away. You can support Jeff McDonald. He's on our team here. And Jeff, you were talking a little bit about public safety before we talked with Stephen Friedman there, and I believe some of these policies have made our communities less safe, probably more dangerous, and I just want to get your position when it comes to supporting law enforcement.
Yeah, it's a great point, and Stephen made a great point about Maryland's minimum insurance. So we need to listen to the officers who are out on the street. I don't know who the supermajority in Annapolis are listening to, but they're certainly not listening to those who are actually keeping the hardworking, law-abiding, tax-paying citizens safe. And I think it's again, we try to make everything so complicated that should be so simple. We need to listen to those who are actually out there and do everything we can to make sure that our obviously our fellow citizens, our children and our grandchildren are safe in this state. It's not that difficult, Nino.
Well, Jeff, it's amazing because this very issue, well, this is part of the problem that started the issue with police and making their lives more challenging, because we had the issues that happened nationwide where some of it was just spun for political reasoning. So in Annapolis, they passed what they call police reform. So what ended up happening? Well, we had a shortage of officers. Officers started retiring because they thought, well, these politicians don't have our back. And because of that, violence increased. Things got, throughout the state, just became more hectic and it's very similar to juvenile justice, they called it, where they actually passed juvenile bills that made it where they had to come back a year or two later and say, we have to undo the damage we've done here because there's so much juvenile crime. And in Annapolis, this past session, instead of sending a message that the juvenile crime is an issue and we're going to take care of it, they actually made it more challenging and sent the message to go softer on these juvenile criminals. But I want to ask you real quick, because it deals with public safety, the sanctuary state and immigration issue. This past session, the legislature, they passed a bill, a number of bills, limiting cooperation with ICE. They try to act as if it's about protecting these communities, but we know what it is. It's a bill and a terrible philosophy that makes it harder to remove dangerous individuals, people we have no idea who they are. They should have never been in this country in the first place. And we've had Rachel Morin's case. We've had Kayla Hamilton. We had several other issues. The young lady in PG County, young boy that was killed. This is going on across the country with these violent illegal aliens. And what does Maryland do? Do they pass bills to make Maryland more safe? No, they go the opposite direction. What's your take?
My take, it's very simple. You just teed it up perfectly. Why do we keep voting for people who do not have the best interest of those who are paying them at the forefront. It's like we are third-class citizens in our own state, yet we're paying for this. You mentioned names, who all of whom died brutal, atrocious deaths. And it does not have to be this way. We have an opportunity within in June, in the primary, to vote in strong candidates, and then B, obviously, in November. Nino, you made a great point. I know we're coming up against the clock. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are not either a Democrat or a Republican now, and these issues transcend politics. This is about safe living. You cannot vote in the primary unless you are a Republican or a Democrat. So if you're an independent, please, obviously we prefer you become a Republican so that we can get through the primary and then fight to literally save Maryland.
Well, Jeff, I really appreciate you coming on, laying out your positions here, and I want you to remind us one more time where people can learn about your campaign and how they can get involved.
Yes, thank you very much for the time this morning. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you believe what we're talking about, JeffKMcDonald.com, JeffKMcDonald.com. Nino, again, thank you so much for the time. We will keep fighting.
Thank you, Jeff. Look forward to seeing you soon, my friend. Appreciate you coming on today. You were listening to Nino Mangione filling in Sean Casey, Casey and Company. A lot more to get to, but before we get there, we'll go with Maggie Hunter and local news.
Well, thank you. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that in Annapolis this year, lobbyist companies and special interest groups spent nearly $1 million treating Maryland lawmakers to dinner at some of the city's most expensive restaurants. Vogel proposed a bill this year to ban committee dinner, pledging not to attend any more while in office. He says it's an issue of fairness. The average Marylander doesn't have the same opportunities to spend focused, lengthy amounts of time with the representatives that high-powered lobbyists and companies do. And a man was arrested for impersonating law enforcement officers in the Joppatown area, according to the Harford County Sheriff's Office. On April 30th, officers saw a car displaying red and blue emergency lights, and when questioned, the driver said he was a police officer and presented what appeared to be official credentials. Police recognized inconsistencies during the encounter and began a follow-up investigation, officials reported. And before the state of Maryland decided to take an off-ramp with a construction company already hired to build the Newquay Bridge, the cost of the final project may have hit nearly $10 billion, according to Maryland's lone Republican congressman. State and federal officials made a joint announcement last week that the current contract with Kiewit would not move forward to finish the Key Bridge rebuild, citing concerns of the timeline and cost. U.S. Representative Andy Harris said he heard the number for the Kiewit-built Key Bridge may have been between $8 and $9 billion. And three juveniles were arrested in Baltimore after authorities found them entering and operating a stolen vehicle on Monday, according to police. On May 4th, the Regional Automotive Theft Task Force located a stolen vehicle parked at the 2600 block of Robb Street. Authorities then reported seeing three suspects entering the vehicle and operating it. It's 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread. And when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, Above all, a good roof.
It's 7:32. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
JFX southbound is still a little bit slow there south of Ruxton Road. Looks like just now it's a speed reduction at that point. It gets better coming down through the city-county line. We'll keep an eye on it, but for right now, if you're coming south of the Beltway, going to be a little bit slow in that area. Southwest side of the Beltway coming up into the city is going to be a little slow there. There's a police car off to the right side on 95 northbound, right before the Caton Avenue ramp. They're kind of looking at that just a bit, but not a big problem right now. Heavy traffic coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel with the lanes open. Both the tunnels southbound are still backed up to at least Moravia Road on 95 and also on 895. Nothing major right now for the ride south towards Annapolis with the morning slowdown there in play on I-97 southbound right at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, it'll be a warm and sunny day with temperatures rising to the mid-80s. It will be breezy at times. Tonight we drop down to the low 60s. Then after that, get ready for showers tomorrow. Mid-70s for the high. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 7:35, brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Conkeysville. The total game changer. Listless is the word that comes to mind as the O's finished a non-competitive series last night in New York, falling hard to the Yanks, 12-1 the final. The Bombers putting an exclamation point on top of it with a six-run eighth to bury Baltimore. And manager Albernez was asked an interesting question after the game. What would give a fan confidence at this point that the team could turn it around?
For the fans' sake, and I get it, like we're in it right now. We're definitely in a rough stretch. But we've shown that we can go out and compete with anyone and win. And we got to get back to that.
Oh, here's a sidebar for you. The Birds were minus 12 in run differential through the season's first 31 games. They're minus 29 over the last four in New York. Meanwhile, the strange season of Gunnar Henderson continued last night. Never have we seen Gunnar as clueless, basically at the plate, than we have this season. 49 strikeouts and 144 trips, on pace for 204 in 600 at-bats. Former Orioles shortstop Mike Bordick has a theory, telling PressBoxOnline.com's Glenn Clark.
He's trying to hit home runs. It's pretty obvious. And I'm not knocking him for trying to hit home runs, because I think that's the way of the modern offensive player. When we bitch and complain about, oh, just go the other way or take your walk and things like that, that's just an old school thinking. This is
Gunnar batting a career low 208. His strikeout rate is at a career high. The Ravens made a move the other day which may have played second fiddle to the rookies being in town, but could prove to be significant. And that is the signing of defensive end Calais Campbell. With the free agent on a one-year deal, head coach Jesse Minter was asked how he felt about it.
Stoked. You know, we've agreed to terms with Calais. He'll be here sometime this week to kind of finalize things. And really excited about it. This guy, you know, he had 6.5 sacks last year. He's still playing at such an unbelievable level.
Campbell with 117 career sacks. It's 25th all time. Meanwhile, NBA playoffs. Could this be the year of the Knickerbocker?
A 39-point beatdown in game one of the second round.
Noah Eagle had the call on NBC. Jalen Brunson with 35 points for New York, his 15th career playoff game with 35 or more. That is a franchise record. 137-98 was the final last night. And by the way, the last championship season for the Knickerbockers, 53 years ago in 1973. Earl the Pearl was on that team. And finally, a big kudos to the Navy women's lacrosse team, winning the Patriot League championship and earning us number 6 seed in the NCAA playoffs. They'll host UMass in a first-round game on Friday. The time now is 7:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Kim Klasick here. What a night out that feels special. Oak and Olive at Yorktown Social in Conkeysville is highly recommended. I recommend this place as it absolutely is beautiful and the space is elegant. The food is outstanding and is perfect for a date night. Enjoy scallop ravioli, Rosetta Farms ribeye, or fresh whole fish, all with the Mediterranean touch. They are open from 4 to 11 p.m. inside Yorktown Plaza. Check out their website at yorktownsocial.com.
Now,
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Welcome back, Nino Mangione, filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company. Sean is back tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 to 9 a.m., 410-922-6680 is the call-in number, AM 680 at WCBM.com. And go to WCBM.com to download the free app on Android and Apple. You can also stream pretty much anywhere in the world at WCBM.com and on the app. And before we go any further, I have to say, what, 7:45, Kristen, we are playing Choose Your Fake News. So if you'd like to participate in the game, give us a call now, and we will keep you on the line and be eligible if you can win one of the top-level prizes. It wasn't quite what I thought it was last week. Kristen, I thought they were going to get an all-inclusive trip to Europe or something, but no, not quite. I think they got a coffee mug, so sorry about that. So I want to move on just because I came across this audio, and this audio sums it up. I mean, I almost can't sit here with a straight face and almost can't sit here without trying to smash something for the level of pure stupidity that passes as an alderman, basically a councilman in the city of Chicago. Let's play the clip, listen to this, and what this absolute fool has to say about a Walgreens shutting down. Play clip one.
Walgreens should be charged with first-degree corporate abandonment.
Yes.
It should be a crime the way they're treating our elders.
Yes.
It should be a crime the way they're treating our families.
It should be a crime that Walgreens is shutting down, how they're treating the elders, how they're treating the families. Well, Mr. Alderman, this damn fool, they are shutting down because the actual crime, which is rampant theft. It's the exact reason, and it's so bothersome, that you have to go ask for a cashier or somebody at the store to open the glass to get certain everyday items, because so many criminals are going into these places, whether it's the grocery store, whether it's the pharmacy, and they're stealing basic things. And instead of actually doing something about it, places like California made it less of a crime, unless you steal over a certain amount, which I don't know, it was a high amount, something like $1,000, something like that. And you want to know why some cities in America are totally falling apart? Look no further than leadership like this. And what makes it even worse, think about the voters who elected this fool. He called it first-degree corporate abandonment. That's just made up. It's not real. It's a made-up slogan. There's no legal standing or whatever. But the problem is, and this is happening all over now in our communities, these businesses dealing with real problems, dealing with rising theft in Baltimore County. I hear it all the time. See the reports, whether it's a Royal Farm store or something, just constant losses, crime, or they're stealing things. No consequences for committing these crimes. And here's the reality, right? When theft is tolerated, these businesses like this, Walgreens in Chicago, they get hit, they close, and of course the neighborhoods suffer. I hear it in Annapolis. They call it food deserts. Have you ever heard anything like it? It was city living years ago, and now these places have become what they call deserts because the crime and the lawlessness has chased out the business and investment. So they come to Annapolis asking for more money, and they said because it's a food desert. And people have a right to be able to have these grocery stores or these options in their neighborhoods. The options would be there if you didn't rob them blind. But instead of holding criminals accountable, this is the type of leadership. It all comes back to leadership. That's what I'm talking about in Baltimore County, Baltimore City, throughout Maryland. This is backwards. It's the kind of thinking that drives investment out. It hurts families. What it really does, most importantly, is it accelerates what I would say is complete decline in places. And that's why you have, quote-unquote, food deserts. Everyone can see it happening. And if you don't deal with the problem, you get more of it. Just take Towson, for example, where the Walmart used to be. Walmart just doesn't pick up and leave. Walmart left the shopping center in Towson near Calvert Hall because of hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. Hundreds of thousands of dollars a year walked out in theft. That's why one of the biggest companies in the world said, nope, no longer here. Constant criminal activity, stealing. Nina Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. We'll be back after we check in with Chuck Whitaker and an update on traffic.
I brought you as a service to Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Our backups at both the harbor tunnels still pretty consistent as you're coming south Pulaski Highway, Moravia Road area on 895 and 95 southbound. About the same story there. It's still backed up all the way back into the area at Moravia Road. So long delays. Everybody's moving, but just very slow as you're coming south. And it looks like all the lanes are open. I'm looking live here. Four lanes are south at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Two lanes are open at the Old Harbor Tunnel. JFX, that one slow pocket is still there at Ruxton Road southbound. And then it gets better towards the city-county line. I'm not sure there could be a little something there just south of Ruxton Road. Maybe a broken-down vehicle, but something is grabbing their attention where normally we have not had many problems on the southbound side through that area. The interchange downtown at 95 Russell Street and 395, that continues clear. We haven't seen any major problems towards Annapolis, but very slow now on I-97 from Benfield Boulevard down through Route 32. And it looks like there may have been a broken down vehicle temporarily on the Bay Bridge eastbound. It's now clear there was a slight delay going through the area just around Sandy Point. The summer driving season is just around the corner. So let Bernie's Automotive check your tires, brakes, cooling system, hoses, and more. Stop by today. They're at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, warm, sunny, and breezy with high in the mid-80s. Overnight temps in the low 60s. Tomorrow, showers possible, especially in the afternoon, high in the mid-70s. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. 30 seconds if you're out there listening to call in now. We are getting ready to play Choose Your Fake News. And, of course, Maggie Hunter has not had the best week.
No.
When it comes to Choose Your Fake News. But you're an honest lady, Maggie.
Oh, I try to be. I have to be honest. I do the news. Excuse you? Pardon us?
410-922-6680 if you want to play. Given 20 more seconds, and then we are going to play without a guest. So countdown is on. But man, that story of the Chicago alderman would have been a great fake news story, to think that a buffoon like that would be saying, you know what? It's the Walgreens' fault for shutting down after rampant crime, not the criminals.
Didn't back in like 2014, 2015, during the Baltimore riots, not unrest, but riots, didn't they kind of start saying that like the CVS that was damaged was closed, and then they started looking at Penn North area, and they started, but they were attacking the businesses for leaving and protecting their employees and their products instead of...
You can't do that.
Crime that caused the businesses to leave.
Unbelievable. Well, we are going to move on here and start the show with our first story, Choose Your Fake News. Amsterdam has reportedly become the first capital city in the world to ban public ads for meat and fossil fuels wiping burgers, gas-powered cars, and airline promotion from billboards, tram stops, and metro stations. Story number two, a federal judge on Monday decried the prison treatment of President Trump's alleged would-be assassin and apologized to him for restrictive confinement imposed by the jail staff. And then there's story number three, the legend George Strait set a major milestone by drawing 175,000 fans to a concert at Clemson University, marking his largest show ever outside of Texas. The 73-year-old country legend continues to dominate the industry decades into his career, adding to a history of record-breaking performances, including a previous U.S. record held in 111,000 in Texas. So, story number one. Amsterdam becomes the first capital city to ban public ads for meat and fossil fuels. Number two, a federal judge actually decried the treatment of Trump's would-be assassin and apologized? Or is it number three, George Strait sets another major milestone, draws over 175,000 fans to Clemson University? And we'll start with Kristen.
It's a fake out. Number one, yeah, isn't Amsterdam famous for allowing a lot of other things? But I guess the real crime in there,
freak,
you know,
speak
red
up
light,
and tell us what it
red
is.
Light nah. district. But meat and fossil fuels are the problem. So yeah, that sounds about right. I could believe another woke federal judge is again coddling the criminal. So I think I'll go with number three. I think that might be partly true, but I don't know if all of that was true. So I'll say three.
Kristen goes with number three. We'll go with you next, Chuck.
Well, I know Amsterdam's still advertising meat, but it's a different kind of meat. Turn the corner.
Turn
look
the
in the
corner,
window.
Chuck.
Listen, keep I only tell the truth, Nino. You
keep
know
it clean. Keep it.
You got that button ready, Kristen?
I can't reach it.
Let's just cut right to the chase. I don't think there's 175,000 people at Clemson. I'll go with that.
He goes with number three. And Maggie?
I also go with number three for that very reason.
So, story number one, as ridiculous as it is in fact true. Yes. And then story number two, as ridiculous as that is, the federal judge did apologize to the would-be assassin for his restrictive confinement. And yes, aww, you are exactly right. George Strait, he did set a milestone, but I up the number a little bit there to 175. I think I added about 80,000 people. Another huge crowd for George Strait.
Just by just that.
But yes, I added quite a bit more. Tried to throw Maggie off again, but couldn't do it. She's caught on to my antics.
Or throw me off. I'm,
Well, you all win.
Okay. Did the same thing.
What did I do again?
You all win a WCBM, I guess, coffee mug and some keychains. So thank you all for playing. So Kristen, let's see what we'll head to the break here, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back, Nino Mangione, filling in for Sean Casey. Casey and Company. Sean returns tomorrow, 410-922-6680 is the call and number. We're going to get to John and Dundalk in just a minute. Coming up next hour, we have Kevin Ford, candidate for the Maryland Senate in District 42, joining us. We're also going to discuss this story out of the Baltimore County Schools where they're just not quite sure how many actual vacant teacher positions there are, how much it's costing, and what to do, and yet they're not receiving total cooperation with the school system itself, according to the article. So, I mean, I'm not sure where to start there, but we'll break that down as well. But let's check in. Chuck Whitaker, an update on traffic.
Something happening here on 83 South, was just cruising around, got up here on 83 at Pedonia Road. Very slow and stop and go southbound at Pedonia Road. And then at Timonium Road, the pace down to the Beltway is not too bad. So right there at Pedonia Road, we'll try to figure out what that is. Could be a minor accident, could be a broken down vehicle. But if you're coming south from Warren Road, you'll have brake lights in that area. We'll track that down. JFX southbound is better now at Ruxton Road towards the city county line. Whatever that was has corrected itself. We're still in the area of 25 to 30 minute delays with all the heavy traffic south at both the Harbor Tunnels, and all the normal delays are out there along 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast: warm, sunny, and breezy with a high in the mid-80s, overnight temps in the low 60s. Tomorrow, showers possible, especially in the afternoon, high in the mid-70s. That's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Let's check in with John in Dundalk, wants to talk about the Towson Apple story. Go ahead, John. Welcome. Good morning. John, are you there? John, going once, going twice. John, if you hear me, call us back. All right. So, yes, let's touch base on that Apple Store situation in Towson, Maryland. It's the Apple Store was closing, right? The very first Apple Store in the country to unionize, right? The company points out, or points to, I should say, declining foot traffic and the conditions at the Towson Town Center. But the union here now, of course, is screaming that it's retaliation. And they've already run to the NLRB here with a federal complaint. No surprise, it's predictable. And unfortunately, it's the, I would go as far as say, predictable and poisonous outcome of inviting unions into the building in many cases. A store that the union swears was performing well is now dead. And workers who had a stable job going to be laid off. And then there's going to be these relocations. And instead of actually serving customers and earning a paycheck, everyone now is caught in this legal war. And this is often what unionization delivers. It's drama, division, and in this case, it's just opportunity out the door. But they're suing, it looks like, Apple, who says it's just following the exact agreement the union negotiated when it comes to transfers. And the union says, go ahead, sue. Well, I'm sorry, the union's response is to go ahead and sue, even though it's their own agreement. Unions, they don't want cooperation, they want conflict and power. And when reality hits this struggling mall here, they decide we're leaving, and workers now face real uncertainty because union activists wanted dues and leverage. The customers lose a convenience store, and we know there's ongoing issues with the mall. The company here, I mean, but they're going to lose money, Apple. They have to waste time moving. And the union, I mean, they'll win some headlines here. But this is the same pattern repeated across industry where these unions demand more. They strangle the flexibility of these companies. Then they act shocked when the business respond to the market realities of the situation and stores become less profitable or too toxic to operate. And here we have it. They pick up and leave. I mean, it's really a warning. It sounds nice, the unionization. I mean, they love their unions in Annapolis. But employees end up getting the closure notice here.
And it's a simple lesson when you, I mean, bringing a union to a thriving company. We have so many labor laws already on the books now, minimum wage laws, you name it. Totally unnecessary to have Apple, the Towson location, become the first unionized location in the country. No surprise, they're out the door. Let's check in with Steve in Reisterstown. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, Nino, I appreciate your commitment to saying everybody should vote in the state of Maryland to change these liberal ways. But, I think it's time for politicians, especially like yourself, to start thinking outside the box and think of ways to starve the government for money. Because not only are they taking our money in taxes, and they're taking people's properties now. Okay, they're the crime element, the juvenile element crime has shut down every mall. Let's go to Westside, Westview, security ball. You know, work your way north. The crime, juvenile crime, has taken out all the mall business. So start thinking. I would give you some ideas, but they would probably hunt me down and throw me in jail for the ideas that are outside the box. And I think that's where politicians have to start, outside the box. Forget the vote. You're not going to win the vote in the state of Maryland. Key Bridge, a perfect example. What do you think?
Well, it's an interesting point. I mean, I still believe we have to stick to what we are, the system we're in here, where it's at the ballot box. I mean, I agree that in the Democrat supermajorities in states like Maryland, it is very tough. It can be disheartening. But with that said, I mean, we had a Republican governor.
I'm not saying nothing illegal, but the vote is not going to get us there, Nino, in the state of Maryland. I have grandkids here. I would move in a second.
Well, Steve, we have to run, but I appreciate your call. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. We'll be back at the top of the hour here.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm at Chumason. So far, two commercial ships have gotten through the Strait of Hormuz despite Iranian drone and missile launches trying to shut down President Trump's Project Freedom. No vessels were hit by the Iranian fire, although the U.S. military did sink six small Iranian boats. The president asked by the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt about red lines with Iran and what it will take to make a deal.
Do we have to get back the highly enriched uranium? Is that a red line for a deal?
Yes, we do.
Do they have to cap their missile production?
And by the way, from a standpoint of value, it's not very valuable. Probably can't be used. They may not be able to get it because, you know, despite they love to say, oh, maybe these great pilots didn't do their job. In the dead of night at 1 o'clock in the morning with no moon, every single bomb went down those air shafts. It's the most incredible. Totally, you know, I use the word obliterated, and the Atomic Energy Commission agreed with me.
We are now down to the third tier of Iranian leadership, with the previous leaders taken out by the U.S. and Israel. In the nation's capital,
the Secret Service says a man was spotted carrying a gun near the White House complex Monday afternoon. Deputy Director Matthew Quinn.
Upon making contact, that individual fled briefly on foot, withdrew a firearm, and fired in the direction of our agents and officers. They returned fire and engaged. That individual was hit. He's since been transported to the hospital.
Quinn says one bystander was also hit.
By the suspect, that individual, it's a juvenile, did not sustain any life-threatening injuries, but he's also receiving treatment at the hospital.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
A federal judge has apologized to Cole Allen, the judge, voicing concern over the alleged would-be presidential assassin's treatment while in jail. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 155. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Hi, my name's Neil. I have some advice for you if you've been trying to break free from credit card debt. You can start by doing what I did. Get your bills together and call Trinity Debt Management. Trinity is dedicated to helping people like me become debt-free. When I called, my first experience was a feeling of relief. My counselor was kind, and best of all, she didn't judge me. In just a few minutes, she helped me figure out a plan that can consolidated all my bills into one lower monthly payment. This substantially reduced my high interest rates and put me on the road to success. In the end, I saved thousands in interest, and today my credit card debt is a thing of the past.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Neil. Take it from someone who's been there. Call Trinity and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Backups at both the tunnels southbound still beginning just south of the city-county line, both on 895 back to Moravia Road. 95 is backed up to Moravia Road and probably back into Rosedale. And then 95 south, you come out of the tunnel and you're thinking, okay, we'll make a little progress here. Very heavy south from Camden Yards at 395 going out eventually to the Beltway. I just checked all the way down to the Beltway, including around Washington Boulevard and out to the Caton Avenue ramp. Just heavy traffic southbound, the Sky Ramp from northbound 95 coming into the convention center towards 395. It's a little bit heavy there, but it's a speed reduction. The ramp to the BW Parkway off of 95 south is running clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. It'll be a warm and sunny day with temperatures rising to the mid-80s. It will be breezy at times. Tonight we drop down to the low 60s. Then after that, get ready for showers tomorrow. Mid-70s for the high. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
63 in Pikesville, 64 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, hear the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Flowers and a prayer card now mark the curve on Poplar Hill Road in Cockeysville, where an 18-year-old was killed in a single-vehicle crash late Friday, leaving a community grieving and three juveniles injured. Baltimore County Police said the crash happened just before 10 p.m. Friday night on Poplar Hill Road near Merriman's Mill Road. And a Project Baltimore investigation has uncovered more emails from parents at Dumbarton Middle School warning school administrators that some students were in danger. The most recent warnings came days before a massive student fight at a York Road bus stop in Towson that led to criminal charges. That bus stop fight from April 20th went viral after being posted online by the law firm Turnbull Brockmeyer. In the video, a group of students from Dumbarton Middle School can be seen attacking another student. Now, Project Baltimore has obtained emails from the alleged victim's mother to school officials sent days before the fight. Emails where the mother is pleading for the school to protect her daughter. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3, 823. The pick 4, 7320. 7:05 on Casey and Company. That's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports is coming up next.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
805 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. The O's came into last night's game having lost 11 of the last 12 to the Yankees. Make it 12 of their last 13 when they left.
High drive, right center field, going back to Barris. It is high, it is far, it is gone. Aaron Judge, a Judgian blast. Here comes the judge.
Michael Kay had the call on the Yes Network with a nod to the great John Sterling, who passed away yesterday, and it only got worse from there. A 6-run eighth cementing a 12-1 loss to the Yanks, and our worst fears realized. The Birds were swept in New York. After the game, I mean, what more could manager Albernaz say to the media?
Every game, we feel like we're in it.
And like this series just felt like we just couldn't stop the bleeding in the big inning, or we shot ourselves in the foot.
Bird, sloppy play in the field continued yesterday. Manager Albanez continued on what needs to be done.
And for us, it's the basics, right? I think all great teams, great players, they don't get bored with the basics. And that's just clean baseball, fundamental baseball, taking great at-bats, pitchers making great pitches, being competitive in the strike zone, and all those little things, the test of time in baseball, it's still range true today.
And none of that really happened in this series. A sidebar here, the Birds losing five straight games now by five or more runs for the first time in franchise history. One of the more intriguing Ravens draftees is running back Adam Randall out of Clemson. He was Steve Bisciotti's pick in the fifth round. Here's head coach Jesse Minter.
Steve did a great job. But he's a guy that was kind of right there on the board at that time when we picked him. He's a really good player. Excited to see what he brings to the table. Extreme versatility, I would say, on the offensive side and in special teams. And so you love having guys like that and kind of see if they can find themselves a niche in this league.
Elsewhere in the NFL, Tyrod Taylor with the new team, his eighth in 16 seasons, signed by the Packers to back up Jordan Love. Taylor replaces Malik Willis, who got $70 million to play in Miami. And finally, there's this. State of the College Division of Pro Basketball, Juke Harris, the top available men's college basketball transfer, chose Tennessee over North Carolina and Michigan, with reports indicating his agent commanded an asking price of $5 million a year, making the Volunteers roster one of the most expensive in college basketball, with a projected spending exceeding $15 million. Coming up in 30 minutes, more from manager Albanez in the aftermath of the Yankee series. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione. I'm filling in for Sean Casey. Casey and Company. Sean returns tomorrow. And joining us now, a special guest, Kevin Ford, who is running for the State Senate in District 42. And I have to tell you that Kevin is the kind of candidate you just don't come across every day. I want to let people know that. So I have this idea to try to put forth a real team of real people in Baltimore County, North Baltimore County, who can make a difference. And I want people that see the world like many of us in the audience do, real experience. And when it comes to Kevin, here's a man, a career firefighter, a farmer, a lifelong farmer, a businessman, a husband, father of four. And he's a guy who truly understands, which is why he's a great candidate, the perfect candidate for Senate. He understands what service means. And it's not just words like any other politician would say, but he's done this in action across the spectrum. Him and his wife, Carrie, great lady, they built a life right here in the North Baltimore County community. He's born, raised, and spent his entire life right here. And he is stepping up to protect that way of life for others. And that's what I admire most about him, because he does not need to do this. But he is stepping up anyway. Kevin, honor to have you on the show. Good morning, my friend.
Hey, good morning, Nino. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I know you sent me a text that you said you've been a little under the weather, so I hope we can get through this all right. I know you're a tough guy. You can handle it, but I appreciate it again. And I want to start off by saying that one of the issues, I think the core issue that got you involved, and you have a farm in North Baltimore County, you've been a farmer your entire life, but is when the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project, I actually touched on that topic earlier today,
started rearing its ugly head in the threat of stealing property, ripping it up from our farmers or private citizens in North Baltimore County, you said enough is enough. I have to do something, even if it involves sacrificing my time and energy. I'm going to fight for this. And that's when you said enough.
That's correct. So back in 2017, there was a smaller project called the Conestoga Project that we were fighting against as well. And I had a rather successful outcome. That project did not go through. Now, the NPRP is now the second one in my adult life. And it's just whose farm is next? Where's the next one going to be? When they approve a project like this, it's they're opening the gates, and it'll just be game on for these utility companies to do whatever they want. So, and this project doesn't serve any purpose to the state of Maryland, and we have to pay the bill for it. So it's a lose-lose for us. And it's just out of control.
Chuck Whitaker with the traffic, ladies and gentlemen.
I-97, if you're coming south from Benfield Boulevard, it's slow right there. And I've been looking further downstream here towards I-97 at Route 32. The pace is okay there. Could be a little incident right after Benfield, but very heavy traffic south coming out of Millersville and then down through the split at I-97 and Route 32. I can tell you this, it does get better after the bridge at 178. And then you're okay down towards Annapolis. No major issues there. BW Parkway is slow coming up from 197. Very heavy southbound through Arundel Mills down to Route 32. There are some sections along 95 that are slow in Howard County at Route 32. And even Route 32 eastbound has been heavy crossing I-95 through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast: warm, sunny, and breezy with high in the mid-80s. Overnight temps in the low 60s. Tomorrow, showers possible, especially in the afternoon, high in the mid-70s. That's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Kevin Ford, candidate for state senate, who I wholeheartedly endorse. We're running together as a team here, by the way, running in District 42. And you were talking about the NPRP. I want you to just finish your thoughts there. This is the reason you got involved in politics.
That's correct. This was the catalyst. So just enough is enough. And we have an outside agency trying to coerce our government to move forward with a project like this that, as I mentioned, is completely serves zero purpose to Maryland, and they want us to pay for the project. It's a lose-lose, not to mention the conserved properties that are going to be damaged and so forth.
Yeah, but I know Kevin will not be shy when it comes to calling out, for example, situations like this and the NPRP and the governor, who should have really had our backs from the get-go. But that's why somebody like Kevin, he's exactly what we need in Annapolis, whether it's this issue, the NPRP, or, for example, taxes. I mean, let's start, Kevin, at the kitchen table here. Last session, you had families now are really dealing with the higher taxes and fees across the board that were passed last session. I want to ask you, I mean, did Annapolis go too far? They passed what is the highest tax increase in our history. What's your stance here?
Right, right. Yeah, no, 100%. They've gone too far. The misnomer is these folks down in legislature, they receive all these funds. It's our tax money, right? It's all of our money. And they do what they want with it, and that is not their role. It is our money. They are the managers of that money. And if this was a real-world business, they would not have made it out of year three, and they'd be bankrupt, and everybody that worked for them would be out of a job. They cannot move forward like this. It's just so easy to run a business if you can just keep dipping into the pot of someone else and get your funding. And that is not the way this needs to run. And now that people are truly, truly on hard times and suffering, we're at that point where it's almost, everyone just ignores it. And now it's to the point where we cannot ignore it. So we need to come out with full transparency and full audits. They lose sight of this is our money. They're just the managers of it, and they're doing a poor job of managing it.
And you've ran a company, so you understand a little bit about budgets. And in the state of Maryland, you're looking at $71 billion here. It was the last year's budget, which was almost $4 billion more. than it was the previous year, and that's after they just rammed through the largest tax and fees increase that we've ever had. And, yeah, you mentioned, I mean, we have to question, where is all the money going? We absolutely need to look at these audits. And, yeah, I mean, state government not spending responsibly, and I think you're the type that would go there. And I understand, I mean, Maryland, you're not going to be running the budget, but what I can guarantee, ladies and gentlemen, somebody like Kevin Ford's going to look at something like a $71 billion budget here and say, no, I'm not voting for something like that.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, well, I mean, clearly, Maryland has the ability to generate revenue in ways, whether we like them or not. As a small state, we do generate a tremendous amount of revenue. So it's not the revenue problem. You know, we can talk about that, too. I don't like a lot of the ways they generate it, but it's the spending problem.
Exactly right. It is a spending problem, not a revenue problem. I mentioned this earlier in the week. Pennsylvania spends roughly $17 billion or so less than the state of Maryland, yet they have twice the amount of people. So you wonder why the cost of living and everything's going up, because they're trying to make it in Maryland where government is everything for everybody, and it's never going to work. And one issue I want to touch on here, though, with you is public safety. And over the last few years, I mean, we talked, I had Jeff McDonald on a little bit earlier, talking about the police and how a lot of the officers feel that the policies over the years that have come out of Annapolis have made their jobs harder to do. I want you to touch on public safety. And for you, this is not something, yes, you're not a police officer, but you work in the world and have for, what, two decades in public safety as a fireman. So touch on this issue and what it means to you.
Yeah, so it's very disappointing when you do not have or feel you do not have the support from the top down or the government leaders down. It ruins morale. People are ineffective in their jobs. They're less likely to handle their job appropriately. They're just going to show up and leave and collect the paycheck in theory. And that goes across any line of business. But when it comes to public safety, whether it's fire or police, the safety of our public should be a significant priority, if not the number one priority, and not just a talking piece for legislators in Annapolis. It needs to be a true priority. They need our full support. They need all the possible funding we can get to them. I wouldn't mind giving them, you know, a lot more funding. It means our safety and my family's safety. Why are we nickel and diming public safety? This does not make sense to me. Bring back the police officer's Bill of Rights. They feel like their hands are tied. Everyone's scared to do their job because they don't want to get in trouble and harm their families and their livelihood.
Yes, and your long career in public safety, you understand how this works. You understand what it takes to bring these voices together and to work together as a partnership, which unfortunately in Maryland, we didn't have that, especially when it comes to ICE and our federal partners. And I'll get to that in just a moment. But we are speaking with Kevin Ford. Kevin Ford, candidate for the Maryland State Senate in District 42. We'll be back in just a moment.
Lorien has six different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elkridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorienAssistedLiving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
The American Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The American Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling, silver, and U.S. coins. The American Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334. License 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back, Nino Mangione, filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company. Kristen bringing a little country music for Kevin the Farmer here. I love it. So Kevin Ford has joined us right now. He is running for the state Senate in District 42. He is a farmer, a fireman, a father, a husband. I mean, really, there's not much you can't do, Kevin. And we're going to check in with traffic in just a moment. But when we come back, I want to get your take, because we were just talking about public safety. But this issue with illegal immigration in this state of Maryland, and how our elected Democrat politicians have decided that they're going to rip up any type of agreement that, or efforts at agreement with our law enforcement and our federal or authorities, ICE, and just say the hell with public safety. I want to get your take, but for now, let's get Chuck Whitaker to come on in and give us an update on traffic.
All right, both the Harbor Tunnel still looking at delays back to at least Moravia Road. So there at 95 and 895 from that point going down through the tunnels and eventually out on the other side. 30-minute delays from that point with the very heavy traffic. No incidents right now for the traffic through there. We still have delays on the Parkville side coming over from Bellaire Road through Providence Road. The interloop through Greenspring finally getting better as you pass the JFX and then head over towards 83. And the west side started way early this morning with delays on the outer loop from 795 going all the way down through Frederick Road. The inner loop is definitely slow as you're passing Liberty Road, and eventually that will connect up with that delay through Greenspring Avenue. So all the typical ride on 695. Last check on the JFX, which was about 10 minutes ago, and I'm heading there right now with the camera. All the lanes are open at Ruxton Road, and the pace looks good down through the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast: warm, sunny, and breezy with high in the mid-80s. Overnight temps in the low 60s. Tomorrow, showers possible, especially in the afternoon. High in the mid-70s. That's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We are joined by Kevin Ford, candidate for the Maryland Senate in District 42, the man who I am supporting and teamed up with in this race. And I wanted to get your take on, oh, wait, you know what? Hold on 1 second, Kev, because this year celebrates America's 250th birthday, and we're going to celebrate some moments. Today's America 250 moments, 1864 on May 5th, Battle of the Wilderness begins. During the American Civil War, Union General Ulysses S. Grant launched a major offensive against Confederate General Robert E. Lee
in Virginia, May 5th, 1961, the first American in space. Astronaut Alan Shepard became the first American to travel into space aboard the Freedom 7 spacecraft. May 5th, 1973, Secretariat wins the Kentucky Derby. The legendary racehorse Secretariat captured the Kentucky Derby, beginning his historic Triple Crown run. And May 5th, 1891, Carnegie Hall officially opens to the public, quickly becoming one of America's most iconic performance venues. That is America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you have ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
We are back. Nina Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. I have Kevin Ford, candidate for the Maryland Senate, on with us. Kevin, your view, should Maryland be partnering with ICE and our federal authorities when it comes to these illegal aliens who should not be in this country? They're committing serious crimes. What is your take?
Yes, 100%. We need to bring back the 287G agreements. We need to cooperate with federal agencies. And in all honesty, whether it's along the lines of immigration or not, we need to cooperate with our federal agencies. The line of communication needs to be open. There's criminals moving about the state of Maryland constantly and up and down the East Coast. So those communications need to be there, whether it's immigration related or not. But yes, I do agree in that topic. We need to cooperate with them. And let's move these individuals out where they need, you know, where they belong.
Yeah, I agree 100%. It's a shame what the Democrats are doing here. You have about one more minute. I want you to touch this very quickly because you have a unique set of a skill set that you bring to the legislature. I mean, public safety background, your background in business, and your family background, but also you spent many, many years in the ag world as a farmer. Just touch on that real quick.
Yeah, so Maryland is, agriculture is Maryland's number one industry. And, you know, when the legislature needs, you know, a puppy to talk about, they bring up farming and how wonderful it is in Maryland, and it's the number one industry. But in the background, there's not enough being done to assist the number one industry in the state. It's actually the opposite. The regulations and the policies are so extreme that they're driving farmers out of business, and it's, you know, we're surrounded by other states that are heavily involved in agriculture, and we have the beautiful Chesapeake Bay right here. But everything that's wrong with the Bay gets blamed on Maryland agriculture, and there's a lot of other industry that puts into it in Maryland, and there's a lot of other agriculture going around in the states that surround us that have tributaries that feed the Bay.
Well, Kev, we've ran out of time here, but I really appreciate you joining us this morning. And tell your tell the audience very quick your website.
Yes, sir. So it's www.friendsofkevinford.com. Friendsofkevinford.com. Check it out.
Thanks a lot. Kev, we have to run for a break here. Thanks a lot for joining us. Let's check in with local news and Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. The final defendant in a 2022 rideshare carjacking spree in Baltimore City and County is heading to prison. 18-year-old Kareek Mosley has been sentenced to 75 years in prison, with all but 40 years suspended. The first 30 years are to be served without the possibility of parole. In December 2025, Mosley was convicted on 31 counts. Mosley and five others used Uber and Lyft apps to lure drivers and carjack them at gunpoint, using the stolen vehicles and rideshare accounts to pick up and rob additional passengers. Some victims were held captive while the defendants drained their bank accounts. And the Harford County Sheriff's Office says a 56-year-old man faces 10 counts related to impersonating a law enforcement officer. On April 30th, deputies saw a vehicle displaying red and blue emergency lights, and when they questioned the driver, he showed what appeared to be official credentials. Deputies
recognized inconsistencies during the encounter, and they checked with Maryland State Police, who confirmed the man was not a sworn officer. On May 1st, deputies arrested Robert DeCucco and executed search warrants that led to the discovery of fraudulent identification cards, law enforcement-style badges, and clothing. He was charged and later released on a $10,000 unsecured bond. Officials are continuing to investigate. And Johnny Olszewski has introduced the Reform of Bench Eligibility Act to set term limits for Supreme Court justices. It's 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to PareshJaw.com.
It's 8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
My BW Parkway looks better now. It was slowing at Route 100 down towards 175. There was a broken down vehicle in there about 25 minutes ago. That's gone. And in the meantime, the southbound traffic is improving. Northbound, a little busy yet, coming up towards Arundel Mills from 197. Looks like the typical ride there with heavy traffic on the northbound side. We're still backed up, more than 25-minute delays southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels, and all the normal stuff is still out there along 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, it'll be a warm and sunny day with temperatures rising to the mid-80s. It will be breezy at times. Tonight we drop down to the low 60s, then after that get ready for showers tomorrow, mid-70s for the high. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
835 Sports brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Conkeysville, the total game changer. Chris Bassett going to try to change the game, try to put that Yankee series in the rearview mirror tonight as he starts for the O's in Miami against the talented Sandy Alcantara at 6:40 p.m. Marlins have a better record than the Birds as Baltimore has fallen to fourth place in the AL East, just one game out of the cellar. Despite that, manager Albertez maintains his team is still engaged.
I wouldn't say close to giving up, but to them, they're ready to turn the page and head out there, and that's something where we've been preaching since day one.
A couple notes on this just concluded series, a series that'll be seared, unfortunately, in our collective memories for quite a while. The Birds never led at any point during the four-game set for only the third time in team history, and the first since the infamous 1988 season. Also, at 15-20 now, the loss leaves Baltimore just two games ahead of the pace of last year's team at this time, a season that saw the Birds fire at manager Brandon Hyde on May 17th with their record 13 games under 500. Meanwhile, more from former Orioles shortstop Mike Bordick on the struggles that Gunnar Henderson is having at the plate this season.
Gunnar's just trying to hit all those home runs. He's trying to get to 40 or 50 home runs and be this team leader, and he wants to hit more home runs than Alonso.
Perhaps even eyeing the type of money that Alonso commanded. Gunnar with 49 strikeouts in 144 trips this year, on pace for 204 in 600 at-bats. His batting average is a career low, 208. Ravens news GM Eric DaCosta with more dish on the NFL draft, comparing this year's draft to years past.
There are some years, last year being for one, an instance of one, where you had a couple players that you wanted, but if those guys were gone, you had big troubles. Like, you didn't know who you were going to pick, and you were going to be trying to trade, and you were hopeful that you'd have a trade. This year, I was like, man, we're going to have a surplus of guys that we would take at 14.
And they ended up picking Venga Ioane, of course, with Ruben Bain and Kenyon Sadiq still on the board. Birthdays today, two tennis superstars celebrating. Women's world number one, Aryna Sabalenka, is 28 years old. And the men's world number two, Carlos Alcaraz, is just 23. And on this day in sports history, a couple of things. We take you back first. 53 years ago to the day, May 5, 1973, perhaps the greatest horse of all time begins his march to immortality.
Now and then the stretch, it's Secretariat. Secretariat on the outside to take the lead. Sham holding in second. It's Secretariat moving away. He has it by 2.5. Sham, then on the outside, our native. At the wire, it's going to be Secretariat. He wins it by 2 lengths. Sham is second. Our native third by an neck.
A record time for the mile and a quarter at the Derby, a record that still stands today, 159.4. And it was on this day, on May 5, 2021, just a few years ago, that Orioles left-hander John Means threw a no-hitter at the Seattle Mariners. Only runner to reach, got to first on a drop third strike, and they was cut down trying to steal. So Means faces the minimum 27 batters in that game. It was the first solo no-hitter for the Birds since 1969. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Kim Klasick here. Want a night out that feels special? Oak and Olive at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville is highly recommended. I recommend this place as it absolutely is beautiful and the space is elegant. The food is outstanding and is perfect for a date night. Enjoy scallop ravioli, Rosetta Farms ribeye, or fresh whole fish, all with the Mediterranean touch. They are open from 4 to 11 p.m. inside Yorktown Plaza. Check out their website at yorktownsocial.com.
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Welcome back. Nino Mangione filling in for Casey and Company. Sean Casey returns tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 to 9 a.m. It has been a pleasure sitting in this week. We're going to wind down this last half hour. I highlighted for a second yesterday, again, I'm running for the Baltimore County Council, that I received an email last week. I was truly honored by the members of the FOP Lodge 4 who decided to endorse me. I mean, when you have the brave men and women who are actually running, and we were just talking about public safety, they're running into the danger almost every day. I mean, while the rest of us running away, Kevin being a fireman, I met many in the law enforcement community, and these people, they step into that chaos, and that's their job, and they're willing to do it. And this week, or last week, when I received the endorsement, I mean, it really meant a lot to me, and they know that I've stood with law enforcement in the past. I'll stand with them in the future. I stand with them today, and I'll never forget. I mean, we've seen tragedies in our Baltimore County community, like many years ago, when Amy Caprio, for example, I mean, the danger that these individuals, somebody like Amy Caprio, she went into work one day, what was supposed to be a normal day on duty, and turned out she never made it home. And run over by those juvenile offenders, remember that? And that was the last time her family ever saw her. They never got to say goodbye. And that is the reality of these men and women. And I was at the Fallen Heroes event the other day. Firemen either died in the line of duty or succumb to illness as a result of that work. And when you have these public safety officials, in this case law enforcement and police, coming out and endorsing you, you're truly humbled and honored by it. And again, I stood with them in the past and will in the future. That's not going to change. So I want to get to this story out of the Baltimore County schools that really is something else here. Listen to this. This should concern every taxpayer and every parent. What was it? WYPR. They reported this. That's where I got it. The county and the school system. They're actually at odds over a basic question of how many teaching positions are actually vacant and how much money is being saved because those jobs aren't filled. So think about that. We're talking about a school system that takes up about half of the $5 billion county budget, and the county can't even get clear answers on teacher vacancies. The council actually asked for details here from the school system, and they were looking for real numbers, you know, positions and savings and salaries, and They even had a deadline, and what did they get? Partial information. And they got some presentation that didn't really answer the questions they had. Although the school system claims they provided the information, but the county says they didn't. And that's a problem, because this is about real money. And the county is trying to figure out how much funding is actually needed. While hundreds of positions, there's positions being cut and moved around and restored and debated whether they're actually needed. I think they said it was 600 positions that were proposed to be cut. Some restored, hundreds were on the chopping block here. And you have to just really ask the simple question, how do you responsibly fund a system when you don't even have accurate, detailed information about staffing? You can't. And this is exactly why I've been saying you need, over and over again, that you need an inspector general to have the ability to look into the waste, fraud, and abuse in the school system. It's like I've been saying that for the last week, and three or four times now, story after story, of exactly why we needed it. Story after story, why we have to enforce discipline. Story after story, why we need leadership for basic government functions, whether it's working together with the businesses like in Annapolis, pulling their lease out, and you got 30 days. I mean, in this case, we need to know how much money is actually going to teachers, how much is being absorbed by the administrative overhead. Not estimates or partial data, real numbers. Because, again, you're dealing with billions of dollars. The people funding the system deserve an answer here. And it appears they're not getting it. And when the school system and the county aren't communicating like they should be, that's a problem. Let's check in with Chuck Whitaker and an update on traffic. Chuck?
Right, thank you. We're still backed up into the interchange here, I-97 at Route 32. We were backed up at one point all the way back to Benfield Boulevard. It's still backed up right at that merge, and then it gets better finally when it settles down and you get two straight through lanes down through the bridge at 178. And then eventually towards the ramps at 50 and I-97, all the lanes are open there, taking you over towards Parole and eventually over to Roe Boulevard and maybe the area at the Severn River Bridge. Have not seen any late problems at the Bay Bridge area. All the backups still out there in the Beltway are going to be around a while. We're still moving very slow traffic southbound, 20-minute delays at least, continuing southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We're looking at warm, sunny, and breezy with high in the mid-80s, overnight temps in the low 60s. Tomorrow, showers are possible, especially in the afternoon, high in the mid-70s. That's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. So it is time now for our feel-good story of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
All right. This is out of Florida, where a police canine dog named Ruger from the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office successfully located a missing autistic teenager in Florida after the boy disappeared from his home on April 21st. Officers used the teen's scent from a sock, allowing Ruger to track him through the brush and lead police to a nearby business parking lot where the teen was found calling for help. Body camera footage captured the rescue, and the teen was safely reunited with his family after a medical check. Authorities praised Ruger's work, highlighting the importance of the canine units in emergency situations. That is our feel-good story of the day, which is brought to you by Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
Winter's officially in the rear view and your backyard is calling. Is your outdoor kitchen ready for the prime time? Right now, Town Appliance in Owings Mills is turning up the heat with our Spring Black Friday shopping event. We're talking massive savings across more than 70 top-tier brands. Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, and Lynx. From now through the end of April, Mayor and Mayor are here to help you build your dream outdoor oasis without breaking the bank. Don't just grill, command the patio. Visit townappliance.com or stop by today. Town Appliance, we've got your backyard.
Welcome back, Nino Mangione, filling in for Sean Casey. Sean is back tomorrow, and I want to end the show with two notes here. I'm going to just kind of give my last, I guess you could say, summary of the week and what I have going on here with the run for the Baltimore County Council and my take on Baltimore County in the future. And I have one more take here that I promised I would get to with Governor Moore's reelection campaign over the weekend. And he was in Baltimore City. He was talking about safer streets and the stronger economy and claiming better schools and the same political rhetoric we always hear. And that's his message. But the question that nobody seems to want to answer honestly in his administration, and you have to ask yourself, do you actually feel that? And in Baltimore County, do you feel safer or that the state is moving in the right direction? Because a whole lot of Marylanders, the answer is absolutely no. A lot of people in Baltimore County that I speak with almost every day, they say no. And when it comes to governing the state, it is about results. And right now, the results are not matching the rhetoric of this governor. You can start with your wallet. In the last couple of years, Annapolis has pushed those high taxes, those high fees, and it's tied to your everyday life with the transportation, the vehicle costs, the emissions. And at the same time, Maryland not only running structural deficits, but just paid or had the highest budget in our state's history, $71 billion. Record spending, higher costs. I'm sitting here on the campaign trail in North Baltimore County the other day. I meet these wonderful people at the Redeemer Church in Parkton, and they say, I would love to vote for you, Nino, but we've already moved to Pennsylvania. And there are so many people still feeling like they're falling behind in Baltimore County and in Maryland, and it all starts with that spending, where the state's own experts, the analysts, were warning about these deficits. But the Democrats, what did they do? They spent more, they taxed more. They just hope it works out. Record taxes and fees. And you talk about public safety. I mean, you can do all the press conference you want. But you go to people, we've seen the stories in Towson. You go to families and business owners, parents. They're talking about juvenile crime, the discipline issue in the school that we covered. No accountability. People are not dumb. They know what they're seeing. Annapolis is sending the wrong message in the supermajority and in the Democrat, well, the Democrat supermajority, but then the governor continues to sign those horrible bills into law. The Francis Scott Key Bridge, which I didn't have enough time to get to today, but in Baltimore County, we know that's a serious issue. Congressman Andy Harris doing a great job, and he was interviewed talking about how this cost could go to $8 to $9 billion. And there's no end in sight here. Then the cooperation to end, or I'm sorry, the legislation to end cooperation between local law enforcement and ICE, making our communities less safe, losing the tools to deal with criminal illegal aliens who should not be here. And the communities like in Baltimore County feel less safe because of the policies they're pushing. And these aren't just partisan attacks. These are facts as we see them because of the actual legislation they're passing. And you're paying for it. People are scared in places like, from going out in places like Towson. Families are picking up and moving, like I said, Pennsylvania and Delaware. And you really just have to ask yourself, and this is the same question you should be asking in Baltimore County, are you better off? Do you feel safer? Can you afford to stay here? Because if the answer is no, and for a lot of people it is, you have to ask yourself, should I be looking at some other option to lead the state and to lead Baltimore County? Nino Mangione, I'm going to wrap up in just a moment when we return for Casey and Company.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or
paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
The Rob Carson Show.
Democrats are like the aliens from Independence Day. They move in, they devour all the resources, then they move on to destroy other places. And they're going to try and do that in Texas, but it ain't going to work. They're going to try and do it in Florida, and it ain't going to work. And I hope to God in heaven that Maryland finally pulls its head out of its rear end and they drain that Maryland General Asylum in Annapolis.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Welcome back, Lena Mangione, filling in for Sean Casey. Casey and Company has been great, a fun last week to host this show for Sean, who again returns tomorrow. And I really appreciate all of you tuned in, called in, stayed engaged with us over the conversations here. And over the past couple days, I've had the chance to bring on members of my team, as you just heard from Kevin Ford. You could hear directly from them and get a sense of where they are on these issues, stepping up. Jeff McDonald was on earlier. We had Pat Dyer on, Chuck Murphy. And I'll say it again, when I made this decision to run for the Baltimore County Council, I did it because that's where I truly believe I can have the biggest or make the most impact in my time in public service. And I wanted to go in to this election knowing that I had a team of guys that can try to help turn out more voters, that bring something to the table, where we can actually have a real shot at turning back nearly 40 years of one-party Democrat rule in Baltimore County. And if we're going to change that direction, I know these type of things, you need a team. You can't go at it alone. And I wanted strong, credible, committed, a strong, credible, committed team of people. And it's amazing because their wives and their children, they've all teamed up. I mean, this team, they're volunteering. Carrie Ford, Molly Murphy, Julie Dyer, they're all over the place helping us every step of the way. It's an amazing watch. Let's check in with Chuck Whitaker and I'll wrap this up. Chuck?
Yes, thank you. There's still some late backing and slowing southbound on both the Harbor Tunnels. That's going to be around a while. It's still pushing all that traffic in from 895 around Erdman Avenue, Pulaski Highway, 95 south from Moravia Road. Starting to see a little bit more of a gap in some of the traffic now around the Beltway, but the Parkville side is still slow. JFX looks better now moving south through there. There's going to be a couple of late problems towards the Capitol Beltway. They're both in the area between I-270 and the American Legion Bridge, a wreck on 270 southbound, and then a wreck near the American Legion Bridge with late slowing on the northwest side of the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Warm, sunny, and breezy with high in the mid-80s. Overnight temps in the low 60s. Tomorrow showers possible, especially in the afternoon. High in the mid-70s. That's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. So, like I said, you can't go in these things alone. And if we're going to change the direction of this county, we needed a strong, committed, credible team of people who love this county and are willing to fight for it. And that's what I tried to do to build this ticket. And starting with Chuck Murphy, I mean, I fully endorsed him to take my seat in the House of Delegates. He's exactly who we want representing our values, our conservative values in Annapolis. Just a great story, strong family. Kevin Ford's the same. You just heard from him. I mean, hard-pressed to find a better candidate for any political office than a career firefighter, a farmer, a businessman, a husband. I mean, a father of four. And then Jeff McDonald, we had him on as well. Pat Dyer, candidate for county executive, somebody that is giving up his, or, I mean, he's sacrificing his family and his wife and kids and their four, his job as a financial advisor, owning the business, I should say. And yet he's just saying, I've had enough as well, jumping in this. And for me, this is personal. I mean, this is the only home I've ever known. I was born and raised here in Baltimore County, built a life here. My family's business is right here. And Baltimore County is worth fighting for, and that's why I made the decision to shift from Annapolis to the county council. And I want to be clear what's at stake here.
is at minimum we have to win this county seat, this county council seat that I'm running, because, and this is a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not aware, the primary early, the early voting for the primary election starts in a little more than a month. June 23rd is the primary election. A lot of people, especially in summertime, they take their vacations, and you know, politics, and I don't blame them at times, is not front of mind. But with this election coming up, we need to unite Republicans, show up. This is a real opportunity to do something bigger to take this county back. And if we're able to do that, that means safer streets. That means backing our law enforcement, hiring more officers, giving them the support they deserve. It means being responsible for your tax dollars, both in Annapolis, which is why I never voted to raise any taxes or fees, not once. In fact, I fought against those massive spending plans, and now we're seeing the consequences with multi-billion dollar structural deficits. It's exactly why I voted against those budgets for many years in Annapolis, and I got criticized from it from the left and the right. But I knew what was coming. I'm going to apply that same logic here to Baltimore County. We cannot go down that same road. We need smarter budgeting, better oversight, focus on efficient government. Pat Dyer talked about it yesterday. We need to create a thriving business environment here where the companies actually want to come to Baltimore County and grow, invest, create jobs in the county. And it's not just big companies. We want small family business. We want business restaurants like we just, like I talked about in Annapolis, where the local government wouldn't be a simple partner in communicating over the leases in the Annapolis waterfront. It's ridiculous. I mean, it means, like I just said about the Baltimore County education system, fighting for an, I'm not going to stop fighting. My friend Ryan Araki had this bill. Carl Jackson, the Democrat, us Republicans on the in the House, in Baltimore County delegation, we all pushed for it. But yet the Democrats killed it. We're going to keep fighting for that in private, or the the right for the Inspector General to bring actual real accountability to government when it comes to waste, fraud, and abuse in our schools. It means protecting our natural resources, our water, our rural communities in North Baltimore County, the Hereford Zone, all the way to Pennsylvania. And it means, of course, standing up to projects like the MPRP. That horrible project. The update, I'll be curious to see what happens today, later in the court, the hearing started. And from day one, when I heard about what was going on with that horrible project, I knew I had to at least try to fight and help organize, and that we did. Thousands of residents did several town halls, helped organize. We had thousands of emails to the Public Service Commission, and we'll do everything we can to try to stop that horrible project. And at the end of the day, Pat and I were talking about this yesterday, and I think it's what's most important about him as well, Pat Dyer, is that we work for you. We're not beholden to special interest. Certainly not beholden to the political insiders or establishment. Accountable to you, the people of this county. And that's exactly how it should be. So as we head into the election next month, I'm asking for your support. I hope you will get out there and support our Republican candidates, because we cannot let Baltimore County become a super minority. And we need to send good people to Annapolis to fight for our values. You are listening to Nino Mangione. Thank you for tuning in this week. Tune in to Kim Klasick Live coming up next.
This is the right choice for Maryland.